1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.
It's time now for Northview Football, this game being brought to you by Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com, Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of the community. And by York Automotive, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one. You are. Now it's time for Northview Football.
Good evening. Welcome to Northview High School. As tonight, the Northview Knights welcome the West Vigo Vikings. I'm Brad Wallace. Alongside of me, Jacob Harden. Jacob, tonight is a special night here as they dedicate the new turf, the new football field, to legendary coach Jerry Anderson. They just did the unveiling of the scoreboard where above the Riddell National Bank logo it says Jerry Anderson Field. What a great accomplishment here for the community to see the new field come into play, but to be able to bring legendary coach back, name the coach, the field after Coach Anderson, just a wonderful night.
Oh, most definitely. And you couldn't have a more picture-perfect night for it. I know there was supposed to be rain in the forecast earlier this week for tonight, and it's awesome to see that that held out. But, yeah, to kind of piggyback off what you're saying, what a better night to do this and for such a legendary coach that kind of got what is Northview football going, and he started it, and he was the staple for all that. So,
yeah, he coached for 26 total years from 1969 to 1980. For Brazil High School for 15 years, and from 84 to 95, 11 years as Northview High School. What a outstanding career he's had. He was a teacher, a staple of the community. The Anderson family has, really been involved. Doc Shaw being on the school board, his wife Julie Anderson, their son Trey, they've been through the program, through the system. Nice to be able to see everybody come out tonight and pay tribute to Coach Jerry Anderson. All right, well, we're going to take our first commercial break. We'll be back. We'll get the game set for you for tonight as the West Vigo Vikings come in 3-0, taking on our 1-2 Knights. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
My name is Jeremy Montgomery.
I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our members and inform you that we have recently expanded our Power Moves rebate program. We now rebate heat pump water heaters, mini split heating and cooling units, and variable speed pool pumps. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyrmc.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB. Jacob, tonight the Vikings come to town off of a big win last week. They get their first conference win, 25-21 over Greencastle Tiger Cubs after trailing 21-0 in the first quarter.
Yeah, their offense is coming in hot. That's for darn sure. And I tell you what, it's going to be fun to watch this game. I'm so excited for the fact that Northview's strong suit is our defense, And it seems, from what I've seen on the news, what I've seen statistically, it seems like West Vigo is more of an offensive team. So to kind of allude this to the game of baseball, it's kind of like one of those deals where you got a hot hitter against one of the best pitchers in the league.
Yeah, you're right there. And, you know, West Vigo comes in with an outstanding quarterback, but he hasn't seen a defense like we've been putting on the football field. You look back to the beginning game of the season, whenever we set up here and Evansville Memorial came out, they're the first home game, not the first game of the season. Evansville Memorial come in, ranked number 4, high-powered offense, had been putting up 40-plus points. They had beat some of the first game of the season was against Jasper, one of the powerhouse in football, and they just went in there and blacked their eye. They come down here thinking they were going to do the same thing. The predictor was like 56-14. What'd we do? We held them to 24 points. We had 3 first and goals. We were inside the red zone 5 times. Our offense wasn't ticking like it was last week. Last week, we go to Sullivan, take on one of our biggest rivalries, opened up conference play, and what do? We come out and we punch them right in the eye. We come out and give Sullivan what we expected, you know, Evansville Memorial to do to us, but they didn't. You know, that game last week, I think, set the tone. We're going to win out. I don't look and weigh into records. You know, rivalries are one thing, but West Vigo's coming here 3-0. They haven't played anybody. Their first game of the season was against North Central, 1A team that's in a total rebuild. The last 5 years, I'd have told you, North Central would have been a tough competition. They beat North Central 40-8. North Central, you know, they're struggling. Then they played Crawfordsville, 3A school. Yeah, they're a 3A school, but they're a bunch of, you know, small communities come together because of consolidation. They beat them 45-18. Last week against Greencastle, they were whooped. They were whooped. Greencastle's long snapper couldn't snap in the second half. They fumbled the ball 4 times. They come back and won. Kudos to West Vigo, but tonight it's nighttime.
Oh, most definitely. I agree. And I tell you what, essentially, and I hope I don't eat my own words here, I think tonight is essentially the championship game for this conference.
Oh, it is. It is by far. You know, the predictors got it 28-14 Northview. Last year we beat them 42-0 at West Vigo. Night that rained and it stormed. I think we got out of there about 11 o'clock that night. But West Vigo, you can't underestimate their power because, you know, they're a good football-based program. But tonight, I think we're going to have their number. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711 or apply online at greatdane.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview Football on WAMBRadio.com. You can listen to us at 1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 or anywhere at WAMBRadio.com. Jacob, we can't thank our sponsors enough. We'll go through them throughout the night, but one sponsor that's really came on board, that's really, you know, and is a key to this game, and that's the scoreboard sponsor, the Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. We'll keep you up to date on the scoreboard tonight through Great Dane Trailers scoreboard. And at the end of this, we'll wrap it up with Player of the Game, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer of Brazil. You see the Northview Knights, marching Knights out on the field. Getting ready for their first competition. Look how them uniforms just pop on this green turf, Jerry Anderson Field. For the first time, Jacob, our Knights are getting ready to take the field on Jerry Anderson Field.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect night for some football.
Talk about last week a little bit. We've seen a tale of two sides of the Knights. The defense come out and really played like they had, but what about the offense? What do you think? What do you think we got to do a little different than we did last week?
Well, really, I mean – necessarily not do anything different. I think last week was a very good confidence boost because we finally scored. But I would have to say if there's anything different, just really execute on every opportunity. I know that's a lot easier said than done, but especially in a ball game where you know it's probably going to be tooth and nail, it's going to be close, you can't let those little things slip away like that. So I really think if this offense can execute most of the time, they're going to be in pretty good shape. And that's kind of been the thing that's been setting them back, is putting himself in great position on the field and just not being able to come through. And they started to last week, but today if they're going to beat this West Vigo Viking team, they're going to have to pedal to the metal all game.
Well, one thing that we gotta change, I talked to Coach Rates. We didn't do an interview because of the Jerry Anderson thing they were getting set up for and everything. But I'll tell you one thing. We had four turnovers, three interceptions, one fumble last week. We can't do that against this West Vigo team because they'll capitalize on it. They put up 25 points in the second half against Greencastle for a reason. They capitalize on turnovers. We can't turn the ball over and give them that opportunity. We'll be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB Radio.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. We'll listen as the Northview Knights plays tribute to the greatest nation. Anthem by the Northview Knights, led by Dominic Thompson, under the direction, taking over for retired Bob Medworth. Bob Medworth and Ruth Ann been a staple in this community for a long time, Jacob, and bringing that up, it makes me want to talk a moment about something else that's coming up pretty big, and that's the Hall of Knights. We're going to have the Hall of Knights ceremony, and it is going to be, let me find my note sheet here. The second annual Hall of Knights banquet will be held September 21st at North Clay Middle School beginning at 6 p.m. This year's inductees are Bob Medworth, Jan Gamble, Steve Kidwell, Kenny Rowan, Tad Robbins. Dinner tickets are available for $20 and will be available through September 13th. Be a part of special homecoming weekend. For more information, contact Scott Mueller, Craig Trout at Northview High School. Proceeds benefit Northview Sports. The Hall of Knights second annual will be next week, and today's your last day to get tickets. So email Scott Buell or get a hold of Craig Trout and get your tickets for that. It was a nice event last year. It's going to be even better this year, Jacob.
Oh, yeah. There's so many awesome people getting honored next weekend. And like you said, Bob Medworth, and, you know, we just got to see the product of the Northview Marching Knights led by Mr. Thompson, and still sounds great, and it's awesome to know that awesome tradition is going to be living on, and I think Mr. Thompson's doing a great job.
I want to apologize a little in advance, kind of, but not really. We have a really good breeze blowing tonight, and it's blowing right into our faces in the press box. So, you know, you might get a little wind noise here every once in a while, but we like it because it's hot and humid in this press box, but the breeze really helps. As you hear it, the fans are getting riled up. We're getting ready to go. We're looking for 2-2 after we wrap up tonight, in or 2-0 in the conference, Jacob. Next week, we will be right back here at home against an Owen Valley team that we've had their number for a while.
Yeah, next week, homecoming week, always an exciting time, and especially the fall time for Northview. And like you said, Owen Valley is always a good game for us, and we've had their number. But, you know, just like any team, any competition, you got to come out and you got to show what you got, and you can never take them under, you know, never underestimate them.
You got that right. Set to kick off for the Knights. He's been player of the game in week number one. Let's hope he's not tonight. It's Stephen Thomas, a senior 6-foot soccer player who's came in and done an outstanding job for this Knights football team. When he needed the extra points, he kicked them. When he needed the good punts, he punted them. Having a great year so far. Jacob, it's hard to believe that we're halfway. After tonight, we're halfway through the regular season, and it's like we just had scrimmage last week.
Yeah, I know. It feels like just yesterday it started, and we were getting our feet wet with this whole duo, which I think is going pretty awesome, and I've been enjoying it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I tell you what, I really truly believe the best is yet to come for this Northview football team, Brad.
Yep, and we can't thank our DLC Media and Dennis Porter back in the studio for making sure everything comes through loud and clear, and Dave Crooks for the opportunity. Me and Jacob just love doing this. I was asked this weekend, you know, how can you get so enthusiastic up there in the booth? Well, all these kids down here, they belong to me. They're all Knights, and they all belong to me because I am a Knight. Thomas set to kick off, back for West Vigo. With the sun, you really can't tell the numbers, but it looks like number 15 will get the Caleb Hannes. Hannes at the 20 to the 25. He breaks a tackle. Still on his feet to the 30. And he's going to be brought down by number 4, Dylan White, the sophomore. And West Vigo will have the ball first and 10 from the 30-yard line. 29, it looks like.
Yeah, Caleb Hannes, he's another one of West Vigo's amazing athletes. Coach Hannes' son from Indiana State. I've gotten to get close with Coach Hannes over the past year. And let me tell you, his son, the apple does not fall far from the tree. He's
Indiana,
an absolute stud.
Indiana State home tomorrow after they got a revenge loss last week to Dayton. I was there at that game. It was a non-defensive battle. Quarterback takes the snap. That's Dane Andrews around the right side. Breaks the tackle. He's going to pick up about 15. Where he's brought down at the, they're going to call it the 44. Tackle by Corbin Allen. And, wow, right off the bat, Andrews does what we thought he would do. He comes in and runs the football. The kid is very talented, very athletic.
Yeah, he's showing, too. He's not scared of this Northview defense. The Northview defense is going to have to prove him wrong here.
6'3", 215-pound quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Running back to the right. Trip receivers left. He's going to throw it. Across the middle, he overthrows, almost intercepted by Bryler Metz. Intended receiver was Caleb Hannes, and that'll make it second down and 10 for the Vikings. Vikings are coached by Jeff Cobb, and the Knights by none other than Mr. Mark Rates, who's had an outstanding start to his Northview career. I hope he's here for another 30 years, and I hope one day we build a new field, and it's Rates Field. Here we go. Andrews in the shotgun again. Got a receiver in motion. It's going to be a jet play. It's handed off to number 17. That's Xander Wilbur. He breaks the tackle and gets all the way up to the 35, where he's brought down by Metz. Bryler Metz with a touchdown-saving tackle on the jet sweep, and we struggled with Evansville Memorial on that jet sweep. So it's first and 10 from the 35. Quickly, the Vikings are moving the football. You know, Jacob, if it wasn't for our listeners, we wouldn't be here, and we got to thank them for tuning in. If you're not able to be here at the game tonight, which I don't think there's any open seats, tune in, listen anywhere, WAMBradio.com. Hannes takes a snap, hands it off, and he's immediately, no, he breaks the tackle. He faked me out, and it's going to be a touchdown. Hannes, wow, that was a quarterback read option, and he tucked it in his back pocket and ran it in 35 yards. West Vigo with the little trickery there And that's a touchdown by Hannes.
Actually, I don't want to correct you there. I think that was actually Dan Andrews.
Was it Andrews?
Quarterback, I think so, number 11.
Okay.
So, goes right there with our pregame
notes. See, I thought he handed it off to the receiver.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, but no, I think he kept it. He tricked all of us.
Well, Hannah set to hold. The kicker looks to be number 31. That is not on my roster. Or 38, sorry, 38. And that's Clay Burson. Kick hits the uprights, and it's no good. So your Great Dane scoreboard, West Vigo 6, Northview nothing. Jacob, not exactly the start we wanted to have, but the Knights offense going to come out and get the opportunity to answer. Look at these young cheerleaders coming out here. They had a cheer camp today here for the young'uns, and there's 90-some of them. And look at them beautiful young ladies, future Knights. 96, the public address announcer, Mr. Scott McDonald, the legendary Scott McDonald. So at 10:59 to go in the first, the Vikings take it 70 yards and put a wallop up on that scoreboard quickly.
Yeah, they worked extremely quick, and that might be part of their game plan to try to put the pressure on us quick, and it seemed to work there, their first possession.
Dane Andrews with the quarterback keeper. And he got me on that read option because I thought he handed it off to Hannes. I really did, and I seen him squirm out of there, but I thought it was on the fake. So,
yeah, I'm not going to lie. A big reason I kind of looked back down to see the numbers because the celebration, I was like, well, Hannes, usually they're pretty humble people. They'd probably, if Coach Hannes was playing, he'd run in the end zone and just hand the ball to the referee and act like nothing happened. I know his son's the same way. So when I saw that jubilation, I was like, nah, it can't be him.
Ryan Schaefer set to kick off for the Knights. Back deep for the Knights is Corbin Allen and Bryler Metz. And let's just run this one back.
Yeah, if you're the Knights right now, it's time to see how you react to the first punch. Are you going to lay down or are you going to come back and
fight? No, our defense is going to get right back out there. Short squib kick's going to be picked up by number 42. That's Braxton Sampson. He breaks a tackle, gets up to about the 42-yard line, where he's tackled by number 24, Braden Hamrick. And that's going to be Northview's offensive first chance to roll out there from the 42, and I look for us to go to the air quick and easy.
Yeah, kind of give West Vigo a taste of their own medicine, honestly. I know they ran first and foremost against us, but they
tried to
throw it a little bit too. So
Keegan Garrison's your quarterback. Got two receivers to the right, Josh Wright and Bryler Metz. Corbin Allen, sole in the backfield, double tight end set. And he's in the shotgun. Garrison with a long snap, hands it off to Allen. Allen breaks through the middle. He's at the 50, the 45, the 40. And he trips himself up at the 40-yard line. What a run by Corbin Allen. And we've got an injured West Vigo Viking, but wow, that's what you like to see to start.
Yeah, Knights going to their bread and butter, and that's Keegan Garrison and Corbin Allen, and let's hope that continues for the rest of the night, Brad.
Yep, four-quarter Corbin, as I coined him last week, because last year he came in the fourth quarter when we had a big lead and he got some playing time, but this year he's a little more seasoned, a little more dependent.
Yeah, big upperclassman now.
Yeah, he is. And
Wild to think that.
We've talked a lot about him throughout the first three broadcasts, but I'll tell you what, he's a multi-sport athlete, but he's so humble. He was out here at the middle school game the other day, and he was talking with the 7th and 8th graders. Just a great kid.
Most definitely. Yeah, any of you young kids out there listening, he's one of those guys you want to look up to.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a little bit of a break here as they've got trainers and everybody out there. We're going to take a real quick commercial break. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB Radio.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview. Jerry Anderson Field as your Great Dane scoreboard. West Vigo 6, Northview 0. We're on injury timeout as I've never seen the number or the player or whatever, Jacob. But, you know, real quick, we come out here and West Vigo marched right down the field and scored. But that first play from scrimmage, the Knights looked really well in tune.
Oh, most definitely. And real quick, just to go over to the West Vigo side of things, I mean, they're our biggest rival, but you never want to see a player get hurt. And, you know, the time that it's taken to kind of tend to him, you know, it's probably not the best of things of whatever happens. So thoughts and prayers out to him. You know, we're rivals on the field, but when stuff like that happens, you know, you're more than just rivals. You're brothers and friends and family. And
Student athletes.
So hope the best for whoever it was out there. And
looks like he's up, and they're loading him on the card. It looks like it's a foot injury. And I still didn't see the number, so we won't even speculate in case the family's listening. We'll just let it go, and they can go that way. But the Knights are putting their helmets back on. The officiating crew's getting things rolling here, Jacob. But, again, can't stress enough for our fans for tuning in. Like to thank Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You're our neighbor. Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Visit Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Well, Jacob, we go back out on the field. It's first and 10 from the 40-and-a-half-yard line. Don't look like to see any offensive changes for the Knights. We'll run down the starters here in a minute. Got big Landon Falk at center. Zach Calandrill at a guard. Got a right guard of Colton McKee. Shotgun. Garrison takes snap. Hands off to Allen. Same play. Left side. Breaks tackle. Up to the 35 and falls to the 32. A pickup of 8. Tackle by number 19. That's Caden Sinoda.
Like to also add old big Dylan Zinko's out there on the line too.
Yep, I was getting there. Bill and
noticed Dick. Him. He had a nice block right there. Nobody was getting through with him.
Yep, Dylan Zinko, job. Your right tackle, and Bowen Bussing, your left tackle. You've got the tight end this time is going to be spread out. No, he's not. He's in there. That's Elias Gordon, also number 34. Noah Miner. Takes the snap, hands off to Allen. Little pitch play, nothing there. Hitting the backfield. There went the blocking you just praised him on. Zinko let his guy right in, and he gets tackled for about a 3-yard loss. And so that'll make it 3rd and 4. 3rd and 4 for the Knights. Coach Rates calls in the play. And on your Great Dane scoreboard, it's 6-0, 9:15 to go in the first. Got two receivers to the left. That's Wright and Metz. Double tight end set, pistol formation, Allen in the backfield. Garrison's going to keep it. Breaks out to the left side, breaks a tackle, and he's going to be hit just short. Pickup of maybe 2, and that's going to make it 4th and 1, and I see Coach Rates going for it.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you're not going to obviously punt from this far, and I don't know if Steven can kick a field goal from this far. So, I mean, really, if you go for it and you don't get it, it's not really going to put West Vigo in great position anyways when they turn over on downs. So you might as well go for it.
Well, they need to get to the 31. The ball's setting right about the 33. So it'll be 4th down and 2. No changes on the offensive side. Garrison takes the call, and he's in the huddle. Garrison's going to be under center. Two receivers to the right. Noah Miner switches tight ends to the left. Elias Gordon in the backfield now with Allen. High formation. Handoff to Allen. Ball fumbled. And it's recovered by Allen. He falls on it, but they're going to turn it over on downs. Not what you like to see. Great Dane scoreboard, 8:14 to go. The Knights trail by 6. West Vigo has the ball. I'd like to thank Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, that's Timberland. Dane Andrews, your quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Drops back, quick pass out into the flat. It's caught. Pickup of about 3. That's Gerald Scholler, but we got a flag on the play. Flag on the play. It looks as it's going to be against West Vigo. Probably going to be holding.
Nice tackle there, though, by
Parker
Jordan.
They're talking to the Knights. Yep, Parker Jordan came in with a nice open field tackle there. Nice little flat pass to Gerald Scholler. That's going to be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. So that's going to make it probably second down and about 19. First down and 19. Another night in the junior high game, you got to keep the down. So we've got first and 19 with 8:09 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard in the first quarter. West Vigo with the football. A little trickery here. Trips right. Andrews takes the snap. He's going to roll out. And he's going to be hit behind the line, but he stays on his feet. And he's drugged down. Loss of 4. Big Zach Calandrilla. The Zach attack.
Isaac Torbert almost had him about 15-yard line. Just slipped away. But good job there by Zach to make sure he cleaned up the mess there and got him down. Great job there by the defense.
Dane Andrews just eluded Isaac Torbert. The angle was just right. So this time we got 2 receivers to the right, 2 receivers left. 1 running back in the backfield. Looks like it's number 18, Gerald Scholler. Andrews in the shotgun. Hands it off to Scholler's. He breaks a tackle and he's brought down at the line of scrimmage. Brought down by Parker Jordan.
There he is again.
Parker Jordan with another tackle. That's going to bring up 3rd and about 18, a loss of 1.
Now, memory serves me correct, Brad. This is a time a few times in the past few weeks that the defense has kind of slipped. We've had the opponent in a pretty bad position and let him get by for that first down when we had the 3rd down. So we really got to capitalize here on the defensive end.
2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Scholler in the backfield. Andrews calls the count. Takes a snap, drops back to pass. Getting a heavy rush. It's thrown across the middle, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by number 31. He's at the pushed out of bounds at the 17-yard line. Interception by Zach Brown. Tipped up there by Parker Jordan. Cleaned up by Zach Brown. And with 6:31 to go in the first quarter on your Great Dane scoreboard, it's the Vikings 6, the Knights 0, but we got it 1st and 10 from the 22.
Yeah, it was fascinating to see. Teamwork makes the dream work, as they like to say. Good old tip by Parker, and then Zach Brown coming in to clean it up and take it to the house almost, and good position here for the offense.
Zach Brown, not your country singer, your football star, picks up the interception there, almost a pick 6. Garrison under center. Oh, we got a false start as McKee jumps off sides. That's not a good start when you got short field. So it's going to go back to the 21-yard line, and it's going to be 1st and 15. Don't like seeing that right away.
Yeah.
1 penalty for the Knights and 1 for the Vikings. So it's going to be 1st and 15. Mitz to your left with right. I formation, Elias Gordon, lead blocker. Handed off to Allen. Allen's hit behind the line of scrimmage. It's going to be maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Tackled by a host of Vikings. Big wall there.
Mm-hmm.
Bowen Blessing missed his blocking assignment there, I believe. But anyway, it's 2nd and 14. They're going to give him credit with 1. Garrison goes to the huddle. Second and 14. Got Ryler Metz and Allen in the backfield. Got Elias in the slot to the left. Garrison's going to pass. Throws it up. He's got Metz. Metz makes. Oh, he drops it. Nice coverage there by Wes Vigo. Metz had the catch, but it was knocked out last minute by Caden Sinato. Sinato saved a touchdown there.
Yeah, he did. Beautiful pass there by Garrison. And Metz, honestly, I mean, he had it. And
yep.
Just
poked
nice,
it
nice
out.
Nice defense there by Sinato.
Yep, just poked it right out. So that's going to make it third and 14. Clock stopped. One good thing about this turf, it's always green and it's always pretty. So this time we got Garrison in the pistol. Two receivers left. He's going to throw it. It's a screen to Allen. He's got a lot of blockers. He's going to break into the 10, the 5. Brought down right about the 5-yard line, maybe the 6. Going to be short of the first down. Nice screen. Allen fell down and got back up and still made that catch. So we got fourth and a yard and a half. We'll call it 2. What do you do here?
I tell you what, early on in the game, I'll just go for it. Go try it.
Oh, you're going to go for it, but do you run or do you pass?
I'd say give it to Allen and say, buddy, do your thing.
I think I would switch it up, give it first man through. I'd give it to Elias Gordon.
That'd be a good option, too.
But they're lined up side by side, so we're going to see something different here. We've got a different quarterback. It's Allen as quarterback, and he's going to break up to the 3. It's going to be a first down. That was Corbin Allen, direct snap Wildcat. Garrison was lined up as a receiver. And a little trickery by Coach Rates, but it worked. I always like the Wildcat in a direct snap, so get rid of the options. Give it to your powerhouse. Now I'd like to see Corbin throw it. So we got first and goal. 4:40 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. Fourth quarter. Knights trail by 6. Two receivers left, I formation. You got Elias Gordon and Allen. Hands off to Allen. Allen's got some blockers. He's going to be stopped short right about the half a yard line, and that's going to make it second and inches. Nice defensive stand there by the Vikings, Jacob.
Yeah, we've been praising Northview's defense all game, but you know what? The Vikings defense is saying, hey, we're here too. They're doing a great job so far, but hopefully the Knights can kind of flip the script on them here.
Well, it's second, and they're saying one, but it's inches. I formation again. Two receivers left, tight end set left. I formation. Hands off to Corbin Allen, and he falls down. Got tripped up. Looked like he's tackled by his own player. They're giving the tackle to 58, Ethan Burgess, but I think he fell down. Third and inches. We need to punch it in. We don't need another stalemate like we had on this field against Evansville.
Yeah, you got that right. That's exactly what we were talking about.
We need that first turf touchdown right here.
That's right.
Yet to score at home. Third and inches. Garrison takes snap. He's going to keep it. Touchdown, Knight.
Yes, sir.
Keegan Garrison, quarterback keeper on your Great Dane scoreboard with 3:12 to go in the first. Knight 6. Viking 6. Coming on for the PAT is Stephen Thomas, Mr. Automatic.
Well, we're part of history right there, Brad. Yep. We just witnessed the first ever varsity Northview football touchdown on Jerry Anderson Field.
Yeah, Aiden got to get the first one ever in the 7th grade game the other night. I was pretty proud of him. 7th and 8th grade both won. Snaps up. It's kicked, and it's good. Stephen Thomas makes it 7-6 on your Great Dane scoreboard. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Come out to York Chevy Buick on US 40 in Brazil for our kickoff of savings. Try the all-new Chevy Blazer for as low as $299 per month. New Silverados up to 20% off. Chevy Equinox, $199 per month. Chevy Colorado, $169 per month. Buick Encore, 23% off. And Buick Envisions up to 15% off. Only at one place. York Chevy Buick, US Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one. You are
your number one at York.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back as the Knights put up 7 on your Great Dane scoreboard, and Stephen Thomas set to kick off. It's a deep kick. It's going to be fielded by number 3. That's Brandon Stroud. Stroud at the 20, the 25. He's hit about the 27, falls to the 31, where he's tackled by number 9.
Briler Metz.
So, pretty good return there by Stout. Stroud, Brandon Stroud, a senior. And Wes Vigo will have the ball first and 10 from the 33. 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Knights up 7-6. Two receivers left, one to the right. Snap's taken. Andrew's going to keep it around the right side. We're going to have a holding, but he's hit for a 5-yard loss. 5-yard loss, tackled by Bowen Bussing. So let's see what the call is here. They're going to take it back because it'll make it first and 20. And it is holding. Holding against the Vikings. Nice play there by Bussing, though. I sat up here in the booth with him Saturday at the Sullivan JV game. Boy, that was a good one.
Yeah,
we did the same thing Saturday as we did Friday. We just rolled out here and rolled right through them. But I talked to Bowen, and he said, you know, it's hard getting used to playing every minute. He said he's not used to playing every play, both sides of the football. He said he's been getting winded.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, big guy. But I tell you what, he's getting conditioned for it, and he's doing a great job this year.
Yep. Defensively, we've got Calandrilla, Bussing, Ike Torbert, and Elias Gordon on the line. Andrews passes, and it's caught, but it's nothing there. Caught by number 3. That's Brandon Stroud, and he's immediately hit by the Knights. Did you catch who that was?
Yeah, it looked 29? Like Bradford finally got him.
Jonathan Bradford, who had to scoop and score last week at Sullivan. So we've got the 4 down linemen in linebacker position. We've got Bradshaw and who else is in there? Parker Jordan, Corbin Allen, and then we got Metz as a. And we're going to have a pass across the flat, and it's dropped. That was intended to number 19, Caden Sonato. And Dane Andrews was spot on with that pass, Jacob, but it was just not handled.
Yeah, we dodged a major bullet right there that he dropped that pass because that was a beautiful one.
So we've got Zach Brown on the right side playing safety. You've got Briler Metz in containment on the right side. Left side, you've got the cornerback in Dylan White. And let's see the Knights get back here and get a sack right here. Andrews in the shotgun, hands it off to 32. Hit hard. Hit for a loss there. Who was in on that tackle? Number 42, that's Mr. Sampson. Boy, did he have a game. 2 interceptions, a sack, fumble recovery last week. And I'll tell you what, he was second runner-up. You know, he was runner-up for player of the game. He had a great game for only a sophomore. I know he lettered last year. He played a little bit on kickoff and stuff, but this is his year. So it looks like we got a punt for Wes Vigo. Standing back on the 10-yard line. Let's hope for a bad snap. It's not. It's a good snap. Punt's almost blocked, and it's a terrible punt. It's going to go out of bounds. I don't even know where he's going to say it's at.
I don't know. To me, up here, it looks about the 35 or so. But
they're going to say 30, 29.
Even better.
29, a 4-yard net punt. I didn't catch the punter's number, but it's a 4-yard punt, and it was number 4. Peyton Clerk, a sophomore. I don't know if the wind got him or it was maybe a tipped a little bit, but looks like Ike Torbert may have been in there on a tip. Is the eagle eye up here, the legendary Scott McDonald, the PA announcer, the baseball, volleyball. He does it all. He does it all. He's coached them all. One of the best guidance counselors out here. My kids respect him highly. I don't know why, but they do. So this time we got the trickery again. A direct snap to Corbin Allen. Allen up to the 29. They're in this Wildcat again, Jacob, and it's something new for the Knights.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of my freshman year watching Damon Hyatt back there.
Yes.
In the Wildcat formation and watching him go to work, and brings back some good memories there.
Yep. Sorry about the wind again. It just barrels its head, but we're not complaining. It feels great. So Garrison takes the play to the huddle. Let's see where he breaks. He's going back out as a receiver. So you got Garrison right, Metz right. Allen is your quarterback with Elias Gordon in the slot. Allen takes Metz in motion. Hands up to Metz. Metz around the left side. Breaks the tackle. Gets up to the 15. Metz with enough for a Knights first down. I like this.
I do too. It's working out.
I like this. I like this. I know it's week four and we've got to change it up a little bit, but wow, I didn't see this coming. We wondered who the backup quarterback would be, if it would be White since he's not getting any JV time or what it would be, but four quarter Corbin's showing up as Garrison may be in jeopardy here. Here we go. Garrison to the right. Allen, your quarterback. Sends Metz in motion to his right. Allen's going to keep it. Up the middle, nothing there. Missed block assignment there as Colton McKee turns around and looks at it like, oops, that was my guy. So it's second down. They give him, it looks like they're going to give him a yard on that one, and that's going to do it on the first quarter. On your Great Dane scoreboard tonight, 7, West Vigo 6. We'll be back with the second quarter. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMBRadio.com.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
My name is Jeremy Montgomery.
I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our members and inform you that we have recently expanded our Power Moves rebate program. We now rebate heat pump water heaters, mini split heating and cooling units, and variable speed pool pumps. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyrmc.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. Jerry Anderson Field, coined tonight. They named the field after Coach Anderson. On your Great Dane scoreboard, start of the second quarter, it's Northview 7, West Vigo 6. The Knights have the ball, second down and 9. And we've had a change in offense here for the first 3 snaps. But we're back to having Mr. Quarterback, Mr. Garrison, behind the center. Double tight end set. Allen to the right. Hands off to Allen. Allen's going to go to the left side. He's going to get up to about the, let's say the 8. It's going to be a pickup of 6. Hannes with your tackle. And it's going to be 3rd down and 4. Jacob, trickery, and a little bit of drive by Corbin Allen.
Most definitely great job by Coach Rates and company keeping West Vigo on their toes and not letting them know what's coming next and switching it up, and I like it, and it's seeming to work.
Loren Service Center, located 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit lorenservice.com for more information. 2 receivers right eye formation. Garrison under center, double tight end. Blitz coming. West Vigo didn't get there, but they're going to whistle it down. The ball come out. West Vigo didn't get, I don't think they got the timing down right. I didn't see a flag, though. It looked like they were offside. but it's a loss of a half a yard, and it's going to make it fourth down and 5 for the Knights. Blitz, all-out blitz there by West Vigo. Maybe that's where we capitalize on this right here on this fourth down. Like to thank PDF, Process Development Fabrication. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. Shotgun formation, double tight end set. Elias Gordon to the right, Allen in the slot. Going in motion to Metz. It's faked the handoff to Metz. Garrison rolls out to his left. He's got Gordon, and it's a touchdown, Northview! Elias Gordon with a 5-yard touchdown pass from Garrison. Your Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 13, West Vigo 6. What a play, Mr. Harden.
Yes, sir.
4-yard touchdown pass to Elias Gordon. Nice fake there on that end around to Metz. More trickery, and I like to see it. Like to thank York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located Highway 40 West in Brazil at York Automotive. We're not number one. You are. And the snap's down. The kick's up, and it's good. Thomas puts the PAT on the board. Your Great Dane scoreboard, 14 Northview, West Vigo 6. Jacob, can't really recap much of that because we split quarters, but I will tell you something. The Knights did something there they haven't been able to do. We punched a football in. We didn't just straggle. You know, we worked our way up. We had the one penalty, but, man, nice offensive set. We seen Corbin Allen in as quarterback. We seen the end around, the jet sweep that we hadn't seen all year, and then we just seen that play action pass to Elias Gordon. And Gordon did something there. He kept steady. Did the old toe drag. Nice there by the Knights. So, Thomas set to kick off. Back deep. They're respecting the kid. Standing on the 5 and 8 yard line is West Vigo's number 15. That's Caleb Hannes. And number 3, Brandon Stroud. Knights break the huddle. Nope, looks like Deshaun Lowe is back now deep. Brandon Stroud has moved forward. And Thomas is going to kick off. Kicks in the air, and it's a good one. It's fielded and dropped at the 4. Picked back up by Deshaun Lowe. Lowe around the left side, cuts back to the middle of the field, and he's hit hard. Nice tackle there by the Knights. Looks like it was Ike Torbert in on the tackle. Big Ike, the sophomore.
Yeah, old Samson was in there as well, too.
Samson and Calandrilla. Boy, I wouldn't want them three mean young men coming after me.
Not at all. I'd prefer stay up here.
Yep. West Vigo has the ball, first and 10 from the 22. 10:21 to go in the first half, and the Knights lead 14-6 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Well, the prediction was 28-14. The Knights have done their part. They've put up their 14 the first half, but we're not done. Let's see a pick six here by little Samson. Shotgun, he's going to keep it. Up the middle is Andrews. The kid can run. Rambles up to about the 30, maybe 31. It's going to be close to a first down. Dan Andrews and Calandrilla backpedaling to tackle him from behind, and it is. It's a West Vigo first down. And that's the thing. Your defensive linemen can't be making the tackle 10 yards down the field. They got to play their gaps. So we got 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. 4-man blitz here, rush for the Knights, and Sampson and Jordan will stay home. Andrews in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off up the middle, and it's fumbled, and it looks like we may have it. We do. Elias Gordon emerges with the football. Northview picks up the turnover as they fumble. West Vigo fumbles the football. Elias Gordon recovers it, and it's going to be on the 23-yard line. And what did I tell you? The Knights offense is going to get a chance to put another 6 or 7 on the board.
Yeah, that was a big stop right there by the Knights defense, because I was telling you what, after seeing Andrews run that first down, I was thinking, oh boy, if Greencastle were here, it'd be a little bit of deja vu. You can't sleep on this team. You can't just be content. So that's great to get that stop, and now we got to put it on them.
Yep. It was a fumble on the handoff. It wasn't a forced fumble, but Elias Gordon ripped that out of there, and he stood up before the officials could even get in there. And I don't think you're going to take many footballs away from Elias. Two receivers left, eye formation. Garrison under center. Takes a snap, hands it off to Allen. Allen busts through. He's at the 20. 25 to the 20 in about two steps and falls forward to the 23. That's going to be a pickup of 9 3/4 yards, and they got a nose of a football, so it's second and about 2 inches. Nice run there by Allen.
He's doing it all tonight, Brad.
I want to see the play action again. Nobody's covering it. Run a Gordon right out of the backfield like they did last time. Here we go. Two receivers right. Gordon's is tight end. Allen back in the slot. Garrison in the shotgun. False start. 44 from the Knights. I don't even have a 44 listed. No 44 listed, so we'll call it the unknown night. 5-yard penalty, and that's going to make it second down and 5 1/4.
44, that's the same number as old Indianapolis Colt, great Dallas Clark, right?
Yes, it is.
It was old Dallas Clark getting some action in there again.
Yeah. No 44 on the roster, but I'm sure we'll find out here shortly. So we got second down and short. Two receivers left, one to the right. Elias Gordon now in the backfield. Mets will go in motion. And Corbin Allen's your quarterback. He's going to keep it on the Wildcat, and it maybe picks up a yard. Andrew's in on the tackle, and that botch play was a really high snap by Landon Falk, the center. And coming out's number 44. We'll see if he takes his helmet off. I doubt it after that. Can't even tell by the demeanor who it is. Coaches are talking to him, telling him it's all right. Must be a young player. So we got third and four. Just under 8 to go on a Great Dane scoreboard. Your Knights lead 14-6. Garrison is shotgun. Hands it off to Allen. Allen cuts back up the middle, and he's hit at the 20. Tackled by number 24, Braden Hamrick. And that's going to make it fourth and four. Well, we need a first down here. And we're going to get timeout. And it's going to be timeout West Vigo. We'll take one as well on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview 14, West Vigo 6. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130, 106.9, 99.5, and WAMBRadio.com.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview. It's fourth and two, and the Knights have the football. Garrison takes the snap. He looks to pass. Nobody there. He steps up into the pocket. He's going to get tackled by a loss there, and the Knights are going to turn it over on downs, Jacob. Not what you like to see, picking the ball up on a fumble recovery on the 32 and no points. No points.
Yeah, on the bright side, West Vigo isn't in too good of a position here, so let's see if our defense can capitalize once more.
Andrews takes the snap, throws it. It's incomplete. Intended receiver number 17, that's Xander Wilbur. And that's going to make it second 10 from the 29. Like to thank Morse Manufacturing of Brazil. We are hiring. Apply now at Morse Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. also like to thank Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. New location, Terre Haute, Indiana, South 41, across from the fairgrounds. That's Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Andrews takes a snap, hands it off in the sleep to Wilbur. Wilbur's hit for a five-yard loss in the backfield. By number 12, that's Elias Gordon. Gordon blazing through there, and that's a five-yard loss. Xander Wilbur on your carry. Park County RMC, your touchdown energy cooperative. U.S. Lawns located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Find us online at uslawns.com. Snow's right around the corner, Jacob. Football season breeds fall, correct?
Yeah.
Fall breeds winter. And then we got spring and football or baseball season. Your time to shine.
That's right.
Andrew's going to be hit hard. He's going to be sacked by a host tonight.
Oh.
Elias Gordon, Zach Calandrilla. Who else was in on that? 29, Jonathan Bradford. He looked like a pinball, and it's going to be about a 12-yard sack as the ball's placed down at the 15. Folks, you just can't explain on the radio what you just saw here at Northview as the Andrews took the snap, and he just had to backpedal because he was getting bum-rushed by a host tonight.
Calandrilla gets up and flexes on him. I think he had every right to do that. That was an absolute monster hit.
Peyton Clerk punting from the two. Punts up, and it's another short punt. It bounces at the 35, and it goes to the 31 where it's down. So here we go again. We're going to have the ball again on the 31-yard line. On your Great Dane scoreboard, there's 5:34 to go in the first half. The Knights lead 14-6. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. I'd like to thank Great Dane, our scoreboard sponsor. Great Dane, join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. First and 10 for the Knights from the 31. Corbin Allen, your quarterback. Gordon to the right. And Metz goes in motion. Hands off to Metz in the sweep. Sweeps up the middle. You know, if he keeps going, I think he picks up a lot of yards. He cut that back in and picked up maybe a yard. Metz has got to keep rushing out on, and that's what they're telling him. They're telling him, you got to keep going. He's got the speed. One of the fastest kids probably on the field.
Yeah, it looks like he only did get one. Now we got second and nine here.
Well, Jacob, the sun is finally starting to set to the west. The beautiful turf is starting to turn dark green. And the lights start to shine as Friday Night Lights is in full effect. Gordon goes in motion. Now he's going to set into the right side. Snap's taken. It's going to be a pass. Garrison goes deep, and he overthrows the receiver. Intended receiver was Noah Miner. He just missed him by about a yard. Good time to run that.
Oh, yeah.
Good time to run that, and that makes it third down and eight. We gained a yard on an incomplete pass. I like the way they spot the football here. Garrison takes a call from Coach Mark Rates. Rates, look at it. He wanted that touchdown. Mm-hmm. He just smacked his clipboard with his hand because he knew it was there. Perfect timing, just off a tad bit. So this time you got Corbin Allen on the left. Garrison taking a snap. Garrison drops back to pass. He rolls out to his left. He's got Gordon open.
Oh,
he's out of bounds at the. He's out of bounds at the 1 yard line. What a pass by Garrison and a reception by Elias Gordon. He does it again. Northview first down as Scott McDonald on the call there. I'll tell you what, we've got a crowd and they are fired up here tonight.
They got every right to be after plays like that.
Let's just let the crowd talk to you here a minute. I'm going to turn up the crowd mic. We're going to be quiet and listen as Garrison's under center. We didn't have to say a word. You can hear it. Garrison with the quarterback keeper from 3 inches out. And on your Great Dane scoreboard, with 4:25 to go in the first half, the Knights 20, the Vikings 6. Boy, do we have some loud parents right here in front of us. Here we go. Dylan White to hold. Thomas to kick. Snaps, downs, up, and it's good. On the Great Dane scoreboard, your Northview Knights 21, the Vikings 6. Jacob, like to thank Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. I'll tell you something, Jacob. We're seeing the Knights do what they did last week. We're seeing them march up and down the field, and I like it.
Oh, yeah, they're being aggressive, and it's paying off for them. And I tell you what, let's not stop here. We got to keep going because we saw what West Vigo did last week when they were down. They came back. We can't let that happen tonight.
Bookmark our web page and stream us from anywhere, WAMBradio.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We're Timeless 1130 WAMB. Also on 106.9, 99.5 FM. Like to thank PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of our community. Thomas set to kick off for the Knights, 21-6 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Back for West Vigo is Deshaun Lowe. And it's going to be caught at the 25, a short kick by Thomas. Xander Wilbur, and he's going to get it up to the 35, where he's brought down by Caleb Owens. The freshman getting some playing time. Caleb Owens with the nice coverage there on the kickoff team. Boy, I'll tell you what, I went down to, or up, or over, however you want to put it, to Park Heritage and watched a Park Heritage Northview JV game the other night. We come up short, but I'll tell you what. I seen the heart in the JV that I hadn't seen all year. They played from behind the whole game, but they never quit. Well, West Vigo's got the ball. First and 10 from the 35. Pitch out to the left side, and it's going to be incomplete. Dane Andrews throws a quick out to, it looked like number 3, Brandon Stroud, and it's incomplete, so it makes it second down and 10. York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil at York Automotive. We're not number one, you are. Go see Rob York and the gang. They got a location in Brazil on US 40 and one in Greencastle, Indiana, across from Walmart. York Automotive. Andrews rolls out to his right. He's going to throw it. It's going to be caught. And the ball, trying to strip the ball away, but it gives him the first down. He gets up to about the 3-yard line, the 47-yard line. In on the tackle was Jonathan Bradford, and Bradford was doing everything he could to strip that ball after the catch.
Yeah, great effort right there, but we're just going to have to face the fact they had a nice play right there, and we'll have to get him right now here.
Noah Miner comes off the field, not sure what's going on. He's taking his helmet off, and a little changes here for the Knights. So it's slow. Only 5 seconds to go on the play clock. West Vigo's going to have to call timeout. I don't think they realize it. One. And that's it. Delay a game. Yep. Yep. Delay a game on West Vigo. That'll help. That'll make it first and 15. So with 3:23 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard, tonight's 21-6. First and 15 for the Vikings. Not sure there, Jacob. They aren't in a hurry, and they should be. They're trailing by 15, and they've got plenty of time to score.
So yeah, especially for this half. I mean, you want to try to score again before Northview's going to get the ball back come second half.
So we got first and 15. Knights rushing 4. Elias Gordon and Calandrilla get in there. It's a pass over the middle. It's caught. He's at the 25. I'm sorry, the 26 where he's brought down. Nice pass there by to Wilbur. Xander Wilbur, Dane Andrews, Zach Brown saved a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a beautiful pass right there by Andrews and a nice catch. And, yeah, thankful for good old country singer Zach Brown there to get the tackle. That's for darn sure.
Zach Calandrilla was right in there. So was Elias Gordon, but he got it away just in time. Two receivers left, one to the right. Shotgun. Andrews drops back to pass again. Full blitz by the Knights. It's a screen. It's caught. And he gets up to about the 16-yard line, and that's Caden Sinodo. And he's tackled by Parker Jordan. So it's second down and a yard for the Vikings. 2:19 and the clock's ticking. Like to thank Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdanetrailers.com. Stay tuned after the game for Player of the Game. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Schottmeyer, Chad Schottmeyer, Player of the Game. So West Vigo second and one. Clock's ticking under two. Hands off up the middle to 43. That's Braxton Gabbard, and he's hit immediately by Zach Calandrilla. Calandrilla kind of how they give him the line of scrimmage, but I don't think he got there. So it's third and one. Vikings looking to the sidelines for the call. Coach Jeff Cobb over there barking them out. Andrews in the shotgun. Two receivers left, one right. He's going to keep it. Andrews around the right side. He breaks the tackle, and he's hit at the 15 by Calandrilla. And Metz, Briler Metz. Calandrilla Metz to 15, but it is enough for West Vigo first down. 1:10 to go in the first half. Clock ticks. Great Dane scoreboard. Your Knights 21, West Vigo 6, but they're threatening to score. The sun is officially set here at Northview. And we got a timeout, Northview. We'll take one as well on the Great Dane scoreboard. 21 Northview, West Vigo 6. You're listening to Northview football on Timeless 1130.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview. 58.4 seconds to go on a Great Dane scoreboard. West Vigo has the ball first and 10 from the 15. Like to thank Morse Manufacturing Brazil. We're hiring. Apply at Morse Manufacturing, located 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Andrews takes the snap, and he's going to be rushed. He throws it away. That's going to be a flag. Nope. There's no receivers in the area, and it's a flag. There it comes. The clock is running, but they get it stopped. So let's see. It's going to be – they're arguing there was a receiver, but there wasn't. The official's going to make the call here. It's going to be intentional grounding. Spot of the foul, 10 yards. It is. And that's going to bring them back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. It'll remain first down, but it's going to be first and a bunch. Their ball's on the 36. They got to get to the 5. So it's first and 10, or first and 31 with 46.8 seconds to go. They will lose the down there, so it's second and 10. The way it should have been the other night. Andrews throws it. It's tipped, there and it's go. Intercepted Here by Parker Jordan at the 40, the 45, the 50, the 40. And he's tackled at the 30-yard line. Parker Jordan with the INT. Interception by Parker Jordan. And that's the loud and proud parents you hear in front of us, the Jordan family, as Parker picks up the INT and nothing but smiles here with 34.8 seconds to go in the first half. The Knights 21-6, and they have the ball with three timeouts, I believe. We have all timeouts. No, we called one there on defense. So we got two left. So on your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 21-6, first and 10 from the 30. Garrison in the shotgun. Corbin Allen behind him. Gordon goes in motion. Gordon stales out, and it's going to be a blitz. Nice pickup by Allen. Garrison rolls out. He's going to keep it. He gets up to the 25, and he's tackled by a host of Vikings. We're going to have a holding penalty. We're going to have a holding. It's going to be on Calandrilla. Looks like it's going to be on Zach Calandrilla, but the guy fell down. And Zach's arguing his case. I'd like to see that film. I'd like to see that on the film because he fell down. Calandrilla did not hold him. The kid fell into him. Zach, or it wasn't Zach, they say. It was Colton McKee. I was looking at something different then. I thought they was going to call it here on Calandrilla. So that's going to make it first and 20 from the 41. And it's timeout Northview. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 21, West Vigo 6. We'll be right back after this. Northview football on Timeless 1130.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Anderson Field. 19.8 seconds to go on the clock. Northview has the football, first down and 20. Garrison takes a snap. You know it's going to be a pass. He rolls out to his left. He's going to keep it, get out of bounds. Keegan, get out of bounds, and he does. Stops the clock at 11.6. Picks up about probably at least 9. And that gets a second down and 12, Northview. We want to score here. We get the ball back to start the second half. I'll get you some score updates. We'll listen to the commissioner, Bobby Cox, talk here at halftime. Want to reach more customers? Contact DLC Media. Visit the Radio Center, 111 West National, or call 812-420-2518. Garrison takes a snap in a shotgun. He's got to roll to his right. He's got receivers downfield. He throws it out to Gordon. Gordon catches it at the 25, and they're calling him in bounds. How is that? How is he in bounds? Wow. Well, we got a timeout. We'll take one as well. On the Great Dane scoreboard, 0.6 seconds to go. The Knights 21-6. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMBRadio.com.
Come out to the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil for our kickoff of savings event. You get new Chrysler Pacifica 0% for up to 60 months and $3,250 in rebate. Ram trucks as low as $345 per month or $13,000 off heavy duties. Jeep Grand Cherokee $298 per month. Jeep Cherokee $326 per month, all during our Jeep Adventure Days. This happens at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. The Knights set up here to kick a field goal. Stephen Thomas to kick. The snap, Whites hold, the kick's up, and it's no good. Just missed it. Just missed it. Little to the left. So, on your Great Dane scoreboard, it's halftime. 21 Northview, 6 West Vigo. Got one score update. Terre Haute South, 14. Terre Haute North, 13 in the Victory Bell game. Jacob, we're going to go to halftime. You're going to listen to Bobby Cox. We're going to take a small break. We'll be back. We'll get you ready for the second half. Again, on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's 21 Northview, West Vigo 6. We'll be back after.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone. This is our weekly conversation with the Commissioner, the Commissioner's Corner, IHSAA Champions Radio Network. I'm Bob Lovell. The Commissioner, Bobby Cox, joins me. Commissioner Cox, thanks so much for being with us. Week number 3 of the high school football season. We are rolling along. Weather has been great, and there's a lot of positives right now to talk about on the football season.
You are right, Bob. Amazingly, the third of the regular season is now completed. 3 games, we play 9, and so it goes by so quickly, and we have been very fortunate. The weather across the state for the first 3 weeks have been great. That should encourage great crowds. The reports that we're receiving in the office that there have been capacity crowds at many of our venues across the state. That's a real good sign for our member schools that play football. It's a revenue piece. It carries a lot of the other programs within the department, and so that's a really good thing when we have good weather and fans can come out and support these young people. And the games have been fun. We've had some great matchups. We've had some great upsets. We've had the monitoring of our new mercy rule. This past week, we had 50 games of the 164 contest that reached a 35-point or greater disparity between the two schools. So we assumed that the mercy rule was in effect. And the office has received no complaints, no reports of clock malfunctioning, no negativity whatsoever with the implementation of the mercy rule. So we're very pleased with the first 3 weeks, and we'll continue to monitor it throughout the season.
Yeah, it's interesting that 3 weeks in, certainly a small sample size, but one-third of the games seem to be close to the standard to this point.
It is interesting, and it'll be interesting to compare the entire season. As you get closer to the end and teams start getting a little better toward the end, getting ready for tournament time, Maybe those number of games that are at 35 points or greater will go down, but we don't know. We've never done this before, so it's really kind of interesting to watch the results come in, and then we'll obviously do this during the tournament series, and then we're going to compare those to last year's results in the tournament and see if we see a decrease in those types of things throughout the sectional.
Bobby Cox joining us. We're talking about all things IHSAA. Fall sports in full swing. Won't be long before we start getting into postseason play. Girls golf is right around the corner.
It is right around the corner, and there have been some big invitationals in girls golf, so you're starting to see some scores come down, and it won't be too long before we start sectional play. In the month of September, we start playing girls golf the 20th of September. That's just a couple weeks away. So we're right at it here inside 2 weeks. And then once the girls' golf tournament begins, then all the other fall sports fall in line and we'll be in tournament play. And, of course, football will be the final tournament series to conclude and over Thanksgiving weekend at Lucas Oil Stadium. So it's fast and furious fall, but it's a lot of fun for high school fans and a lot of fun for our student athletes.
A little bit of a different question. We talked about football. Numbers for high school football in our state are down slightly. Seems to be a little bit of a trend nationwide. Am I right?
It is correct, Bob. There, you know, there's a variety of factors, but I think certainly the concern for young people playing football and concussions has changed that dynamic a little bit. I would tell you, though, that education about concussions and the safety of the game has never been, I don't think high school football has ever been safer than it is today with the technologies that we now have, the way we teach tackling, the way we equip young people. But there's still a concern, and that's a justifiable concern by any parent. Numbers are down. Part of the reason our numbers are down, though, is because we lost three football-playing schools.
Right.
Because of school closures, and that will skew the number as well. Mm-hmm. So I think you've got to also not only look at it globally, like we're trying to look at it, but also need to look at it a little more locally and see, are we comparing apples to apples? Do we have the same exact number of football-playing schools from one year to the next? And then let's see what our numbers look like, because this year we have three less football-playing schools than we did the year before.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. This is our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA related. Commissioner, have a great weekend. Let's hope the weather holds off again for some fun sports throughout the weekend around the state.
Me too, Bob. Thanks a lot.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com.
Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Canyon IMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit parkcanyonimc.com or call 765-569-3282.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. Jerry Anderson Field, I'm Brad Wallace. I'm joined by legendary coach Jerry Anderson. Coach, nice to have you in the broadcast booth tonight.
Thanks a lot for having me.
You know, having this field dedicated for somebody as great as you've been to this community is not only just something special to myself, being able to be a former student and player, but for this whole community, what you've done has been outstanding.
Well, I appreciate that comment, and it certainly is an honor.
26 total years of coaching. I know you've probably got a million moments, and you've probably been asked so many times tonight, but is there any one thing that sticks out in your head?
I would say probably not any one thing, but, you know, just a lot of the good kids that worked so hard and gave a pretty good effort every evening. So it's fun to think back on some of the players, and there have been a lot of them here this evening, and just, you know, thinking about the teams that we had.
Yep, and to see the turf field be put down here at Northview, how amazing is that to see what our community has accomplished?
Well, I think it looks great. It's, you know, it's really the coming thing. There's a lot of high schools now have this kind of field, and it's really good that Northview and Clay County could come up with that same thing.
1984, you come to what was considered then Northview from Brazil High School, started something new. Did you ever think you'd be sitting up here in the crowd, seeing an almost sold-out house, being on a turf field and watching a team play football, and know that it's everybody's here to celebrate you tonight?
Well, I never really thought of it that way. I think people are here to, you
know. Oh, you got to be humble here. Everybody, and I had a little kid come up to me before the game and said, they're going to dedicate the field to Jerry Anderson. They said he was a football coach. Was he the one right before Mr. Rates? And I said, yeah, he was a few before Mr. Rates. And these, the little kid said, oh, well, I don't remember us having anybody besides Mr. Rates.
Well, he must have been a young one then.
He was. We've had some great coaches here at Northview, but I'll tell you what, I want to thank you for everything you've done to the community. I want to thank you for being an outstanding leader. And, you know, Jerry, it was I look back to the years I played football here at Northview, and to be a Knight and to be led by somebody like you, it's just wholehearted.
Well, I sure appreciate those kind of comments. It makes you feel pretty good. And, you know, I guess it's nice to be appreciated.
Well, you know, you've been more than appreciative to what you've done for Northview, and we wish you many, many, many more games to watch, be able to watch them grandkids keep playing and keep growing. I know you've really been a big stable in that. So, again, thanks for everything you've done. We'll be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMBRadio.com.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. That was legendary coach Jerry Anderson. 26 years here at Northview. The field was dedicated to him tonight. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 21, West Vigo 6. The marching band just finished up a nice display here. We'd like to thank some of our sponsors. Schottmeyer Insurance, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer. He will host the player of the game that will be brought to you at the conclusion of this game. I'd also like to thank our scoreboard sponsor, Great Dane Trailers. So far, the Knights have one fumble recovery by Elias Gordon, an interception by Zach Brown, and an interception by Parker Jordan. Nice play here by the Knights. And so far, our defense has been able to do what our defense has done all year, and that's be strong and proud. Well, we got 3 minutes to go before the second half starts. We'll take another commercial break. On the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 21, the Vikings 6. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130, 106.9, 99.5 WAMB, and WAMBRadio.com.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. The Northview Knights come back to the field as they lead this one on the Great Dane scoreboard 21-6. Jacob, recap the first half real quick. What do you think so far of the Knights offense?
Well, the Knights' offense has been electric. We got 21 points on the board, which is awesome for the first half alone. And they've been mixing it up, doing stuff we haven't seen, going in the Wildcat formation a few times, as we've seen with Corbin Allen under center, and just kind of changing it up and keeping West Vigo on the toes. And so far, so good. But I tell you what, Brad, especially against this West Vigo team who just came back from a big deficit last week. You can't settle. You cannot be content. You got to keep the pedal to the metal, and that's something that Northview is going to have to do in the second half if we want to come out with the win.
Scoring for the Knights, a one-yard touchdown run by Keegan Garrison times two, and a four-yard touchdown pass from Garrison to Elias Gordon. The Knights with one penalty and three penalties for the Vikings. The Vikings have one touchdown on a sweep to the left, and the PAT was no good. They have thrown two interceptions, one by Zach Brown, one by Parker Jordan, and a botched handoff fumble recovered by Elias Gordon. So the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 21, West Vigo 6. We'll take our last commercial break. We'll be back with the second half. You're listening to High School Football on WAMBRadio.com.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. Northview High School, Jerry Anderson Field. If you missed the halftime interview, we'll have it up online tomorrow. But Coach Anderson joined me up here in the broadcast booth, Jacob, and I'll tell you what, it's humbling. Humbling to see a guy be so involved in the community for so many years, have this field dedicated to him tonight. 15 years at Brazil High School and 11 at Northview for 26 total. I know you never got the opportunity to play with him because you're just a young pup, but I'll tell you what, he had a lot of great players played for him. I was reading through the announcement that they had here earlier, but Coach Anderson had the difficult task bringing together these three schools of Brazil, Staunton, and Van Buren, forming a football team where two of the schools did not offer football, and playing for a more difficult schedule by moving up a class due to enrollment. Can you imagine how tough that was? Coach Anderson's leadership and guidance during this difficult time credited the foundation for today's student-athletes called Northview High School. You know, I could read this whole thing, but I'm not going to because of time, but I'll tell you what. One of the biggest things here is Jerry Anderson was inducted into the Wabash Valley Coaches Hall of Fame. There is no greater honor than being voted into the Hall of Fame by your coaching peers. You know, character and leadership goes unmatched, and he's molded so many young teenage boys into the young men they are. Me being myself, you know. I had the opportunity to play out here on this grass field before it became turf. I love the fact that it's turf. I love it. I think it's great. The school board, the community, everybody coming together and doing it's great. The new scoreboard, can't thank the sponsors that did it, made it neat. Our school and our community is going the right direction.
Oh, yeah, Brad. I tell you what, I know there's a lot of people that are, I think jealous would be the right word.
Oh, you bet.
Like, well, why couldn't we have this when, you know, we're in school? But I tell you what.
I'm not jealous.
You know what?
I'm
exactly right there with you. I mean, it's kind of like the saying, you know, you always want better for your kids than you had, and this right here is exactly that. You know, the kids of Northview High School now get to have these experiences that we never got to have, and that's a blessing. And it's awesome to see it all come around. This should be a place you want your kids to come And, you know, it's awesome to be able to top that off with dedicating it to such a great man, and Jerry Anderson, who has such a great family. I've been friends with his grandsons, Dalton Shaw and Trey Shaw, for quite some time now, and great family.
Well, we're getting ready to kick off. Score update from the Victory Bowl at halftime. It's 14-14 at Terre Haute North. Well, we're set for kickoff. Back deep for the Knights is Briler Metz, and it's not Corbin Allen this time. Who do we have back there with him? I can't see the way he's standing. Oh, well, set to kickoff for the Vikings is number 34. That's Ryan Schaefer, the punter. Zach Brown back for the Knights, replacing Corbin Allen. I don't even see Corbin on the front. Oh, here he is. He's on the second row. Kicks up. It's short. It's going to be fielded by Brown. Brown at the 30. The 25. The 20. Breaks the tackle to the 45. He's brought down by number 33. That's Gabe McAllister, and Northview will have the ball. First and 10 from the 46. Nice field position, Jacob.
Yeah, and it's time right here to capitalize on that first half. We got to keep it going, and let's build the lead even bigger here, Brad.
Yeah, we need to keep it bleeding. Like you said, they come back from a 21-0 deficit last week to beat Greencastle in the second half, 25-21. That was last week. This week it's at Northview, and we're not going to see that happen. Two receivers are Wright, Metz, and Josh Wright. Josh Wright been quiet tonight. Garrison in the shotgun. Corbin Allen to his right. He's going to pitch it to Allen. Allen cuts inside, and he picks up about three. Hard-earned, hard-fought. Bowen busing. Did you see him throwing a young man around? Like to see it. Second down and 8. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You're our neighbor. Park County RMC, your touchdown energy cooperative. Visit U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. See us online, or view us online at uslawns.com. Second down and 8. Garrison under center. I formation, Gordon and Allen. And we changed the snap count, and we get them. Mike Howard, if you're listening, it worked. We talked about it. He said all they need to do is change the snap count. And we did. It's second down and 1. Maybe 2. 5-yard penalty against all the Vikings. Wonder if he's looking up here. Nope. He told me when I walked by there, we need to change the snap count. And I said, well, maybe in the second half, and we did, and it worked. I formation, two receivers to the left, tight end to the left. Gordon, Allen in the backfield in the eye. Hand off to Allen. Allen hit in the backfield. Loss of 4. Tackled by Braden Hamrick. Number 24 is Hamrick. Loss of 3. Third and 7. 21-6 on the Great Danes scoreboard. 10:31 to go in the third. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Josh Wright out. Garrison takes snap. Drops back to pass. He throws it up to Wright. Wright catches it on cue. As I said, he's been quiet tonight. Josh Wright with the reception. That's going to be at the 42, and that's enough for a Northview. First down. Well, Jacob, I called it.
Yeah,
we got him on the snap count.
Keep.
We got right a pass. Now all we need to do is we need about a, I don't know, let's just call it a 43-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, keep speaking it into existence here, Brad.
Double tight end set, two receivers left, wing formation. Garrison snaps, rolls around his left. He's going to throw it deep. And Gordon gets it at the 20, the 15. He's dropped down at the 13-yard line. And that's going to be first and 10 from the 12. Almost
beautiful.
Got him.
That was beautiful.
Almost
right
got
there.
Him. Like to thank Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland.
Keegan was kind of scrambling there, too.
Yep.
It looked like he threw it off of one foot, and he still hit Elias on a dime.
And Elias fought for that catch and fought for about 8 yards after carry. So Elias in the back. No, we've got a quarterback change again. We've got Corbin Allen. Breyer Metz in motion. Allen's going to keep it. Looked like he was going to gun up the middle, but he's not. Corbin Allen sacked for a loss. His quarterback stats aren't going to be good after that one. So he's going to be cut for a 3-yard loss. So it's going to be second down and 13.
Yeah, Brad, I think you got to tell us what's going to happen next so we'll have
to kind of
have that Tony Romo effect on.
Hey, wait a minute. Come here, Aiden. Stand up here a minute. Let's get this play over. I want to talk to you for a second. Second down and 13. Garrison's your quarterback now. He takes a snap. He drops back to pass. He's got Gordon wide open. He throws it. Oh, just barely tipped away. I think we're going to get pass interference. I think he was holding. I think it's going to be defensive holding against Elias. That's why he was so wide open, is the receiver had a hold of the back of him. Let's see. That'll be huge for the Knights. And pass interference, defense. That'll be a 10-yard penalty. And the Knights will have first down. Aiden, we talked about a lot of firsts here tonight. I told Jacob you got the first touchdown on the turf football field. The seventh grader, you know, hey, that's going to go way down in history, right? Right? Get up here so they can hear you. What was it like playing your first game here on the turf field? Fun to play on. All right. Well, what are we going to do here? The Knights going to score at second down and six from the, looks like the 9-yard line. They going to score or they going to get the first down?
They're going to score.
All right. We'll see. Under quarter, under snap is Garrison. Garrison rolls around his right. He's going to throw it, and he's wide open, but he overthrows the hands of Noah Miner. He was wide open, Jacob.
Beautiful play there. Just didn't execute. But
wow.
That's all right. It's good to see that whatever the running's working. He was wide open. Good pass. Just that's football. That's athletics. Sometimes it doesn't go the way you want it.
Third and six on the 9. So it's third and six from the 9. Third quarter, 8:23 to go. Knights lead 21-6 on your Great Dane scoreboard. What do we got cooking here? Two receivers way right. Garrison's your quarterback in the shotgun. Allen in the slot. He's going to roll out to the right, and he's going to be sacked for a big loss. Wow. What a sack by the West Vigo Vikings, number 57. That's Evan Wierick. Not sure where he come from, but that hurts. Well, that's going to make it fourth and long. Now's when we need to change the snap count again. Get them off sides.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're timing it too well. Where did 57 come from? He's lined up in the right guard, defensive guard. Guard tackle slot, depending on how they're playing. Are they still playing a 4-4? So they got two guys on the ball, and, yeah, they're only rushing two. And a defensive end that just floats. What do we got? Oh. Timeout Northview. We'll take one as well. On the Great Dane scoreboard, tonight's 21. West Vigo 6. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMBRadio.com.
Come out to York Chevy Buick on US 40 in Brazil for our kickoff of savings. Try the all-new Chevy Blazer for as low as $299 per month. New Silverados up to 20% off. Chevy Equinox, $199 per month. Chevy Colorado, $169 per month. Buick Encore, 23% off. And Buick Envisions up to 15% off. Only at one place. York Chevy Buick, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
The
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. The Knights have it 4th and 18 from the 21. Garrison takes the snap. He rolls around to his left. He looks. He throws it downfield to Noah Miner, and it's off the hands of Miner, out of bounds, and the Knights are going to turn it over on downs. 7:30 to go in the first half. West Vigo's got the ball, 1st and 10 from the 21. Second half. 7:30 to go in the third quarter. Here we go. West Vigo's got the ball. It's Andrews takes snap. He's going to keep it up the middle. Nothing there. Tackled by, looks like, 42. That's Braxton Sampson. Bunch of young cheerleaders here tonight out there on the field, Jacobs. Neat to look out there and see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had the future of Northview Athletics up here and then, you know, talking with Aiden. And then
yeah.
You got the future of Northview cheerleading down there. It's cool to see the future Northview Knights out here and supporting the supporting the team. And
we were talking before the game about the middle school and the high school cross country, how solid they are. Boy, there's a lot of athletics, you know, boosting really well right now for North Clay and Northview.
Oh, yeah.
3 seconds go on a play clock. Andrews takes snap, rolls around his right. He's being pursued by Calandrilla, throws it, and almost intercepted by Dylan White. Incomplete. Receiver was Hannes. Incomplete. Nice coverage there by White. The middle school volleyball, the high school volleyball, unbelievable, doing great. It's fun to be a Knight.
Oh,
it's sure
definitely.
Fun to be a Knight.
Most definitely. And I also have to give credit to our young baseballers out there.
Yep.
A lot of Clay County All-Stars winning state championships this summer.
Yeah.
That's something that makes
riding that fire truck young. I seen
six-year-olds
come rolling through. And, yeah, that's just amazing.
Getting ready
the community
for us
support.
When we're going to do it at Victory Field. So.
Andrews rolls out, and it's going to be a flag. It's going to be holding. He's going to be sacked. Blow it dead. He's sacked at the 15. Now, here you go. It's either going to be third and 18. What do you do on a holding call here? Third and 18 or fourth and 18 or replay third down and make it third and 21?
I'm not sure, but I know we got a guy up here that probably will know.
They're going to punt it. I think North, yeah, they decline it. So it's fourth down and about 16. So good call up in the booth by Mr. Harden. Kind of talked him into it. So, hey, basketball season right around the corner. I'm getting a little excited. I know football's halfway, so that means we're halfway to basketball. Northview's going to have a good boys program, a solid girls program. I'm pretty excited.
Oh, yeah. Coach Byram and Coach Keys, respectfully, for the boys and girls, doing a great job this summer getting them ready. It's going to be fun to watch and call with you, too, Brad.
West Vigo's at the goal line to punt. Punts up, and he gets it away this time. Allen gets it at the 50, and he's up to the 45, the 43, and he's tackled by a host of Vikings. Looks like Smith, and that'll make it first and 10 Knights from the 43.
Pretty decent punt there by the Vikings. We've been seeing a lot of...
That was a different punter.
Oh, really? Yeah,
yeah.
I was going to say there's a lot of moonshots earlier that didn't really get to go too far, and that was pretty solid.
It's been Clay Burson, and this was different. I didn't get his number. It was a single digit. So, first and 10, 6:06 in the third quarter, 21-6 Northview. They got the ball on the 43, and like to thank their sponsors, Process Development Fabrication, PDF. It's headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of this community. They got a granddaughter and a daughter that plays on the Northview girls basketball team. Sydney Maurer, outstanding young lady, going to be exciting to watch. First and 10 Knights, two receivers right. Garrison takes a snap and a shotgun. He steps up and he's sacked. Sacked by West Vigo's 57 again, Evan Wierick. This is where Bowen Bussing was talking about getting tired in the second half. Playing both sides of the ball, and that's right where he come from.
Yep.
Right where he come from. We need a couple linemen to rotate, give them some breathers. You know?
Yeah,
and
I
we
agree.
Need to change the snap count again. They're right on the call. That 57 where it come right over tackle.
Yeah, he had a great read right there. You got to give him credit, but yeah, I agree with you, Brad. Let's
Bussing
change it
is
up
out
a little
this play. Bussing is out on this play. No, he switched over. Sorry about that. He's in at guard. They've moved him inside. And there he comes again, Allen. Allen up the hole, up to the 42, the 40, on his feet, 35, 30, but it's coming back. We're going to have a holding on Bowen Bussing. It's coming back. That's going to be holding on Bussing.
Hate to see it. Beautiful job there by Corbin to scramble and stay on his feet and get to what would have been the first down.
Nice run by Corbin Allen, but it's coming back for a holding. That's a big penalty. Because what could have been first and 10 from the 27 ends up being second and a half a field from the, looks like it's probably going to be about the 40.
Yeah, big momentum killer. But I tell you what, it seems like every time we've been put in kind of awkward situations tonight.
We bounce back.
Yeah, bounce back, pulled something out of the bag of tricks. So I venture to say that Coach Rach's got something up his sleeve here to get us in good position.
Here we go. We break this huddle, and we've got one receiver to the right. That's Brown. We've got Josh Wright to the left. Double tight end set. Garrison takes the snap. Looks to pass. He throws it out to Miner. Miner catches it at the 50, and he's brought down at the we finally get a whistle. And he's brought down at the 50. They're going to spot the tail of the ball at the 50, so it's going to be Zach Brown with the catch. That's going to be third and still long.
Looks like third and 17.
And 17. So Parker Jordan in now for Calandrilla in the guard position. Bussing out at tackle on the left side. Parker with a good block. The pass is short.
Well, here comes our boy Stephen Thomas.
Stephen Thomas to punt for the first time tonight.
That's a good problem to have. That is his first time tonight.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. With 4:12 to go in the third on the Great Dane scoreboard, your Knights 21, West Vigo 6. We're going to punt it from the 50. And they're not respecting him very well, are they? He's standing at the 15. Now he's starting to shuffle back a little bit, but Stephen Thomas is going to punt this ball from the 40. I look to see him put it pretty deep down into the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got 1 second and a snap. Thomas's punt. It's a big one.
A boot.
And it's going to be fielded at the 20, and he's tackled at the 25, but we got a flag. Looks like it's going to be holding against West Vigo's number 22. He tackled Ike Torbett. Nope. No flag. He tackled Ike Torbett. He flat out tackled him. So, oh, well. 4:01 to go in the third. West Vigo's got the ball. First down and 10. Ball is spotted on the 27. Like to thank York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Located Highway 40 West in Brazil at York Automotive. We're not number one, you are. Visit York Automotive. Find them on the web, Facebook, social media. York Automotive. Andrews takes a snap, hands off, up in the middle, nothing there. Big tackle by number 53 of the Knights, that being Zach Calandrilla. Carry by Gabbard. No gain. Morse Manufacturing in Brazil, we are hiring. Apply now at Morse Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Lorenz Service, located 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit us on the web at lorenzservice.com. Andrews got Gabbard to his right, trips to the left, and he's going to roll to his right, one receiver. He's flushed out of the pocket. He throws, and it's caught at the 30-yard line by Brandon Stroud, and that's going to make it third down and about seven. Third down and seven. Like us on Facebook. Give us a following. Give us a like. We're Timeless, 1130 WAMB, also 106.9 and 99.5. Bookmark our webpage for all your streaming information, news, weather, sports, and tune in every Friday night for high school football. Andrews snap, takes it, pass, out in the flats, caught, out of bounds. Nope, they're going to call it inbounds. Catches Stroud again, tackled by White, pick up a four. It's going to make it fourth and three. West Vigo's going to go for it. They're going to go for it. I don't see this from the 35 this early. Nope, now we're got to see a change of guard. Coming in to punt is Peyton Clerk. That's who punted before, Peyton Clerk. Back deep is Allen. Not real deep, is at the 40. Punting from his 21-yard line. Takes the snap, the punt. Oh, it's almost blocked. It's up, it's away. Fair catch called for. It's caught at the 38-yard line by Corbin Allen, where the Knights will take over at first and 10 from the 39. 1:50 to go in the third. Tonight's 21. West Vigo 6 on your Great Dane scoreboard. West Vigo offense went flat after that penalty, Jacob. They were moving it really well.
A little momentum killer for them. But we'll take that here on the Northview side.
That's right. Man, player of the game is going to be tough.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be tough. We've had a lot of standouts. Keegan Garrison with 2 touchdowns. Elias Gordon with a touchdown. 2 interceptions, 1 for Parker Jordan, 1 for Zach Brown, and Elias with a fumble recovery. And it's still wide open on the Chad Schottmeyer agent, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, player of the game. Garrison takes the shotgun, long snap, gets him offside.
There you go. Changed it up on him.
That's going to make it first and 5. The line held tight, keeping them honest. That's where they got us last possession.
Yep.
57. Evan Wirick got in on the backfield on 3 tackles, and it was all timed because they're only rushing 3 guys from the down position. They got 3 guys in down position, 1 defensive end left, and the 1 on the right floats. Whichever side Allen's on, he's on the other. Hand off to Allen. Allen, nothing there. Right into that tight end I was just talking about. Whistle dead at the 40. We're going to call it the 46. Pick up of 2. Second down and 4. Parker Jordan goes back in for, this time it's going to be Colton McKee. McKee comes out, and we're going to see Parker Jordan lined up. We've got a whole flip-flop of guard here on the offensive line. 1 receiver right, that being Zach Brown. Garrison takes snap, rolls out. He's going downfield to Brown. Brown goes up, and he's going to be interfered with. Got to be holding or something. No flag, and he was tackled before he got the ball.
All the referees in the stands seem to disagree with that one.
Yep. The receiver, or the defender, never played the ball.
No.
He played the receiver, never even turned and looked for it. The official looked for his pocket, but never pulled the flag.
Yeah. But give them some, credit. It's a lot easier up here than down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Hate to see it, though, because that was a beautiful pass by Keegan. And Zach Brown, honestly, he had a good read on it and just kind of ties your hands a little bit when you got somebody grabbing onto you like that. But that's football.
Broiler Metz is down here stretching. He might be out the rest of the game. Pitch out to Allen. Allen gets it at the 45. He rushes up to the 50. And that looks like it's going to be a close to tonight's first down. We'll see. We'll listen in. Let's see.
Up here it looks good, and it is.
Northview, first down.
There we go.
Well, we reset the chains. 56.4 to go in the third. Tonight's 21-6 on the Great Dane scoreboard. First and 10 from the 49.
I mean, this is me having a glass half full type of outlook, but I mean that non-call over there is just eating more time away. So
7:20 to go in the third, 21-14. Terre Haute South leading the victory bell. Garrison under center, hands it off to Allen. Allen, the 50, spins around, nothing there. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Has Elias Gordon carried the ball yet tonight?
Not that I can remember.
I know they've thrown to him a few times, but I don't think he's touched it from the backfield.
Be a good weapon to be able to use in their arsenal here.
Well, they're going to run through the quarter. So, with the end of the third quarter, the Knights 21, West Vigo 6. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB 1130, 106.9, 99.5, WAMBradio.com. We'll be back with the conclusion, the fourth quarter. You're listening.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait,
come out to the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil for our kickoff of savings event. You get new Chrysler Pacifica 0% for up to 60 months and $3,250 in rebate. Ram trucks as low as $345 per month or $13,000 off heavy duties. Jeep Grand Cherokee $298 per month. Jeep Cherokee $326 per month, all during our Jeep Adventure Days. This happens at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 21, the Vikings 6. Jacob, fourth quarter, the end here. The Knights got to take care of the ball. They got it first down, or second down, from the 49, second and 10.
Yeah, I tell you what. I mean, if I'm the Knights, my focus right here is just win the quarter. If you win the quarter, you win the game, having a nice lead and just – you know, look at it, take it minute by minute. Oh, that's not a good start, though.
Nope, fumble the snap. Fumble the snap. It's going to be a loss of three, and that's going to make it third and 13. You know one good thing about being on the live stream? My girlfriend Tara, she's in Noblesville listening to the football game. You know, there's parents out here, grandparents listening. I know the Shaw family last year listened from Pennsylvania. You know, it's nice to be able to tune in, WAMBradio.com. And listen live from anywhere. California, pick it up. Friday nights, you know, for Friday Night Lights. Basketball will be Friday, Saturday. I looked through the schedule. We got some Tuesday night games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's going to be fun. So, third and 13 for the Knights. Garrison takes a snap. He's going to throw it out to Josh Wright. No, he keeps it. Tucks it away. Runs. And he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Taken down at the 50. And it's going to make it fourth and 10 from the 50. And the Knights are going to punt it. Stephen Thomas comes on to punt. So, second punt. None in the first half and twice in the second half.
Yeah, well, let's just hope this is his last punt of the night. We won't have to use him for that. We'll only use him for the extra point attempts here.
Now, we need to get another PAT. Got to get the prediction.
Yep.
I had him at 28. Snap, way short, but nobody blitzes. And, boy,
absolute
look at that.
Mute.
It's going to be fielded. Why? I don't know. He picks it up, and he doesn't go nowhere. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 16 with the Vikings on your Great Dane scoreboard. It's 21-6 with 10:44 to go in the game. Who was that?
Looks like Elias Gordon brought him down.
Elias Gordon, but who was that that made that crazy catch?
Oh, I don't know.
17, Xander Mr. Max Wilbur. Says. Xander Wilbur. He should have let that go. I know it would have probably went back a couple yards, but he was hit by host Knights. Can you imagine squirting that ball out right there?
Ooh.
I'd have let that one go and hope for it to roll in the end zone.
Yeah, I'm sure
it probably would have went in the end zone.
Than he is down there because
that
did not look like that felt good.
So the Knights are going to have to tighten up the defense here. Andrews takes the snap, hands off in the middle, and it's nothing. Maybe a yard. On the carries, number 43, that's Braxton Gabbard. West Vico's made a lot of changes offensively.
Yeah, they're just trying to find their niche, see what works for them. And luckily for us, our defense has been coming up pretty big. Ever since that first touchdown they had in the first quarter, they've been, knock on wood, pretty silent.
We haven't heard anything out of Caleb Hannes.
Yeah, I know. That's,
since
that's
that first drive, he's kind of went flat. And I looked to see if maybe he was the one that got hurt earlier. But no, he's out there.
Yeah.
Quick pass out in the flat. It's going to be caught by number 19. That's Caden Sinodo. Called his number a few times tonight.
Yep.
He's going to roll ahead, and that's going to be 11 yards for a Viking first down. So first and 10 from the 29. Clock continues to run. That's what we. That's the most important thing right now.
Clock is Northeast's friend, and it's West Vigo's enemy.
Next week, we're homecoming. We're home here for Owen Valley. Handoff up the middle. He's still on his feet. Squirts through. A nice run there by Braxton Gabbard. He picks up 15. He was hit for a loss and squirted out of there. We give up Zach Calandrilla having words with somebody afterwards. I think he thought he was, you know, being held. So I'm not sure what happened there, but everybody's limping. Elias Gordon's limping. Braxton Sampson is the only one out there that's still barking orders. We haven't called his name much tonight. Let's get a big sack here, 42. Let's get in there. Let's hear Dad stomp one up on the roof. So it's first and 10. Here comes the blitz. They pick it up. It's tipped. It's caught. Nice deflection there. It's caught by 25. That's Shea Andrews. Nice tip there. Was that Calandrilla that tipped it?
I believe so.
All-out blitz by the Knights. The Vikings picked it up really well. Breiler Metz back out on the field. He wasn't there in the first couple possessions. In the fourth, they were stretching him out down here. So two receivers to the left, one to the right. Power formation. Andrews in the shotgun. Takes the snap, rolls around his left. Here comes the blitz. Ike Torbert, and it's intercepted by Sampson. Sampson's going to get it up to the 47-yard line, and as I ordered, Sampson picks up the INT. Braxton Sampson. I'm going and buying a lottery ticket tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. Just make sure
I'm going to start writing down some numbers now.
Yeah, make sure you say that you're going to win
it,
because you got to speak
gonna
it
win
into
it.
Existence. There you go.
I'm going to win it. I've been winning all week. I'll just tell you.
Just remember who called this game.
I will. I've been winning all week, Jacob. I have. I've had a great week.
That's awesome.
So here we go. Northview's got the ball. First and 10 from the 48 with 8:34 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights have the ball. We just need to run it 3 yards at a time. Shotgun formation. Here comes Metz in motion. He hands it off to Metz on the jet sweep. Metz around the line of scrimmage. He breaks up field to 50. The 45 fumbles the ball. And it looks like West Vigo's got it, but we've got some flags. Let's hope they're against the Vikings. You got one from each way. We got a holding, I'm sure of. If they're offsetting, holding against Northview, declined. West Vigo gets the ball. So just like that, Metz fumbles the football, and there's a little hope for the Vikings. Come on, Sampson. Pick six.
Yeah, let's get another one right there. Yeah, this game is far from over. That's the thing. I hope people don't underestimate here. Still a lot of time left. And
yep, we're only up by two scores.
Yep.
We're only up by two scores. We need to get that third one.
Yep.
Come on, Mr. Sampson. I'll tell you what. We haven't called Corbin Allen's name on defense either, the free safety.
Yeah, come on, Corb.
Corb can get us a pick six. I'll take it. Hand off right here to Gabbard. Gabbard around the right side. Nothing there. Here comes Calandrilla.
What a stud.
Zachary, the Zach attack. That's a loss of six.
Knocked over a lineman and then just fell right on top of the ball carrier right there. That was perfect.
Well, here we go. 8 minutes to go. 8 minutes to go.
Clock's ticking.
Two receivers left, two to the right. Dane Andrews, your quarterback. Gabbard in the slot. Full blitz, and Elias Gordon picks him up and takes him down to the 32. Another sack.
There we go.
I'm waiting.
Fire at the right time here.
I'm waiting on this defense just to take a handoff back for a pick six.
Yeah, no kidding. That'd be nice.
Well, we got a timeout. We'll take one as well. The Knights, 21. The Vikings 6 on your Great Dane scoreboard. We'll be back with the conclusion. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow?
Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711 or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Anderson Field. The Knights' defense has been strong here. It's third and a mile. Andrews takes a snap. It's intercepted by Sampson. Here he goes. He's at the 30, the 25. Stay on your feet. The 20, the 15. Almost a pick six by Braxton Sampson. And if he would have scored, I would have went after the lottery. I've called it about seven times tonight. We do have a flag on the play. How exciting is this, man. Jacob?
Tell you what, we were just talking about up there that Braxton's been kind of silent.
And he's got two now. Another pick six by Sampson.
Just like the wave of the magic wand, and he's just come alive.
INT by Sampson. Personal foul, helmet to helmet, after the interception, so it'll be 15 yards from the spot of the foul. Hey, you know, I was talking about my girlfriend listening.
Yeah.
Noblesville. Her mom, Teresa, is listening. She's from California.
Hey, that's awesome.
How awesome is that?
That
they're
is awesome.
They're in for the week, and they're up in Noblesville or the Geist Reservoir or listening to the football. How cool is it to be able to tune in to WAMBradio.com and listen to high school sports?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Pretty convenient, too, for the people that can't make it out, whether it be, you know,
yeah.
they just prefer to stay at home or, you know, something comes up.
Yeah, and you've got, you know, it's a Friday night. You know, a lot of people leave halftime after the band performed. Used to. A lot of them stuck around. But, you know, you can tune in, listen to a great, you know, broadcast. We try doing the best we can. If you ever got any, you know, any pointers or anything you want to hear us talk about, hit us up on Facebook. Let us know, WAB Radio. Well, Garrison takes snaps, hands it off to Allen. Allen, Buster, he's at the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown, Marshall. 46-yard touchdown run by four-quarter Corbin. I love it. Here we go tonight. 27-6 on the Northview scoreboard. Wow. Jerry Anderson Field's getting lit up tonight. The Riddell National Bank, the new scoreboard they put up there with sponsorship. And on our Great Dane scoreboard, 27-6 with 7:14 to go. Corbin Allen just blew it up.
Oh, man, that was an awesome run right there. For him to be able to stay in bounds, too, on the sideline, that just, he's a monster.
Snap, kick, it's good. Thomas puts it through the up. Oh, no, they're saying it's left. Man, that looked good from here. Must have been the angle. There goes my prediction, unless we can get a 1 point. You can't get that in football. Can we get a do-over?
Oh, man.
27-6 with 7:14 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. Like to thank Park County RMC, your touchdown energy cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Hey, Jacob, basketball coming right around the corner. Want to reach more customers? Contact DLC Media. Five Terre Haute area radio stations with thousands of listeners who can spend money at your business. Call 812-420-2518 or visit our radio center at 111 West National Avenue in downtown Brazil. Hey, we need more sponsors. We want to keep this train rolling. We want to keep going. We want to keep Northview football, Northview basketball, baseball, volleyball. We want to keep it in your ears. We want to keep it on your radio. So get with us. Advertise, even if it's just a game. You know, if you want to do the halftime sponsor, the pregame sponsor, you know, get with me, get with Dave. You know, heck, get with Jacob. He'll get you in the right line.
You betcha.
Here we go. Stephen Thomas set to kick off. Back deep for West Vigo. Short kick. And it goes out of bounds at the 19. They'll get it at the 35-yard line. So with 7:14 to go in the game on your Great Dane scoreboard, 27-6 Northview on Keegan or on Corbin Allen's. What was that? 47.
It was something. That's
it was a big.
Sure. It was a big one. Yeah, I tell you what, I think old Stephen Thomas, I think that missed field goal was kind of lingering in his head right there. A very rare bad kickoff for him right there. I think he's got a little bit in his head. He just, you know what, it happens, man. It happens. We're backing you. You'll be all right.
Well, goodness gracious, here we go again with that defense. I still want to see a pick six. I want to see Corbin Allen do it this time.
Hey.
I want to see Corbin Allen get a pick six. I'm going to write down these players' numbers. I'm going to go buy a Powerball and a Hoosier Lotto ticket. Sampson has done phenomenal tonight. Corbin Allen, phenomenal. Keegan Garrison, phenomenal. Zach Calandrillo. We're going to go play them numbers, Jacob. We're going to.
No,
we're going to win. Here we go. Andrews in the shotgun. 7:14 on the clock, and we got a whistle. False start. Nope. Encroachment. Northview. That might have been a Elias Gordon. Looked like he was eager.
Yeah, a little antsy. That's all right.
You don't like giving up yardage with the clock stop.
Yeah.
So
it's going to set up for the big stop right here. We'll be fine.
What do you got going on tomorrow, Jacob? Anything fun? Weather's going to be nice.
Yeah, I'm actually getting together with some family. One of my cousins just recently moved to Terre Haute, and he's all moved in with his wife. So we're going to have a little get-together, have a cookout there, probably play some cornhole.
Quarterback takes the snap. Xander Wilbur on the jet. He's going to pick up about 7, and that's going to be enough for West Vigo. Didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh,
sounds like
fine.
A lot of fun.
You're fine. Yeah, most definitely.
Sounds like a lot of fun. One of these days, I'll be attending your wedding, right?
Oh, man, I don't know.
You still advertising? Still?
You might need to speak that into existence.
Speak that. That's what I'm getting at. I'm putting feelers out. Jacob.
I bet all the single ladies in Indiana State, they're probably tuning in right now. So.
Good. Well, they need to hit you up on Facebook. He's a great guy. He's a great catch. Calandrillo gets – oh, he almost gets Andrews, but he slows him down, and he slips away. He's going to throw this one away. And he's got a receiver, Wilbur, and Wilbur catches that at the 27-yard line, and Zach Calandrillo – had him for at least 4 seconds.
Oh, yeah, great job. You got to give Andrews credit right there to stay on his feet, get away from two defenders, not just one night defender, but two, and still hit his receiver on a dime pass right there. You just got to tip your cap. Hate to see it as a Northview Knight, but you just got to tip your cap and move on to the next one.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it is what it is, but the Knights, the clock's running on the Great Dane scoreboard. There's 6:40 to go. Andrews takes snap, rolls around. Calandrillo is playing a little soft. Now he's getting held. That's big. Andrews throws it away, and Calandrillo is like, yes, ma'am. Thank you. Here we go. That's going to put it back to where he had him before.
Yep.
Why'd he kick that forward? He kicked his flag forward about 3 yards. He should have kicked it back. Zach Calandrillo, I thought Zach was, slow on the rush there, trying to time it. But it wasn't. He was hooked.
Yeah, he was being
held.
I had a good view. I don't know why, but my eyes were locked in right there on the field, and I got to see it happen. And I'm glad the old stripes down there saw it too.
Yep. Well, that makes it first and a mile, give or take a few feet. And Andrews stands at his 49-yard line. Come on, defense. Come on, Corbin Allen. Andrews takes snap, rolls around his left. He's going to throw a screen. Not much there. Maybe a pickup of 7. Pass is caught out by Gabbard out of backfield, tackled by Calandrillo. I just don't like our linemen getting a tackle 10 yards down the field.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're dropping back in some kind of a coverage, but Ike Torbert and Calandrillo, we got an end and both guys on the left side are dropping back, and I'm not sure there. Two receivers stacked left, two receivers stacked right. Andrews in the shotgun. He's got Gabbard to his left. 5:45 and the clock runs. Andrews drops back to pass, and he throws it across the middle. It's a jump ball, and it's incomplete. Intended receiver was 15, and that was Caleb Hannes.
Trying to get him involved. which if you're Northview, you're glad they really haven't gotten him involved because he's a force to be reckoned with, great player.
Yep. Third down and a bunch. Scoreboard shows third and 22. Like to thank York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on 40 west of Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Andrews takes a snap, rolls around, Gordon being held, not called. Jump ball, and it's knocked down. Nice play there by 31. That's Zach Brown. Could have been another holding there, but not called. Lorenz Service, located 400 East National Avenue, Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. Big shout-out, Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Great Dane Trailers, join our team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil, proud sponsor of the scoreboard. And on that scoreboard, it's 27-6 Northview, 5:37 to go. Dane Andrews in the shotgun, takes the snap, drops back to pass, and he steps in the pocket, and Elias Gordon says, nope, you're not going to do it this time. A big sack by Gordon. Back at the 46-yard line, Northview will have the ball as they take over on downs at the 45.
Puts him right on the sword of the Knights logo back there.
Yep. Yep. Well, I'll tell you what. The player of the game by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Shad Schottmeyer is going to be a tough call. But that defense, last year they were the dungeon. This year, I don't think it's a dungeon because it isn't clamped down, keep it in the middle. This year, it's dynamite. They are solid. Every time you think they're backwards, they're getting burnt, they're getting beat, somebody just blows it up.
Yep.
The Dynamite Knight defense right here.
I like it.
Under centers, Garrison hands it off to Allen. Allen cuts up to the 50, to 49, falls to the 48, and a pickup of about 6. The Dynamite Knight defense. And tonight, Sampson's blew it up.
Yes.
He's blew it up. So has Elias Gordon and Zach Calandrilla. I don't know how many. I didn't keep track of sacks. I need to keep better stats. I've been so involved this year. I love it. This team, you know, to watch them lose the first one to North by 7, to, you know, lose the second game to a great Evans Memorial team and just keep battling, it's so fun to watch. Power formation, Garrison under center. Gordon has not carried the football. Hand off to Allen again. 50, 45. Still on his feet, breaks a tackle to the 40. And that's going to be a pickup of 7. And what do we got here? Penalty markers after the flag, after the play. It's going to be a first down. You can hear the fans. It must be something about West Vigo.
Yep.
And this is not what you want to see, is the integrity of the sport afterwards.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I saw it looked like Briler Madsen.
Personal foul against the Knights.
It.
Second down. Uh-oh. We're going to have Coach Rates is going out to try to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, I kind of saw the back end of a little scuffle between Briler, and I couldn't tell the West Vigo defender. But I tell you what, man, I mean, you can't blame him. It's a rivalry game. Adrenaline's flowing on both sides, and they're just out there playing the game. You know, they're just out there playing hard, playing the way you should. And, you know, sometimes emotions run high like that.
But we have two flags on the play. What happened to the first one that happened down here that – the back judge threw one before the whistle, and then the personal foul was after the whistle.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Brad. They need those fancy microphones like they got with the NFL and the college so they can make the announcement to us. But
well, it's going to be a huge penalty because it would have been first down from the 40. Instead, we're back at our own 36. And it's second down and a bunch, but I don't understand. There was a flag before the whistle blew. The back judge threw a flag before the whistle. Then we had a squirm afterwards, and they threw a flag on Northview. Anyway, the clock will run. Garrison calls a hard count, and it gets them offside.
Go.
We'll get five, We'll get five of it back, and there's some loud fans right front of us.
Oh, yeah, rightfully so, too. They're energetic. They're happy. They know what what's at stake right here, WIC matchup. And
like you said earlier, this could be the championship game. We knocked off Sullivan. Now we're knocking off 3-0 West Vigo. Hopefully, next week we can do what we've done to Owen Valley the last few years. We can steamroll through on homecoming, and then it's just, you know, sail out the next two and pick up the first of three championships.
Yep.
Under center's Garrison. Garrison with a hard count again. He's going to hand it off to Allen. Allen cuts up 40, 45, 50, 50.
Get going.
40.
He's going to have the first.
He's going to have a first down. Back to where he should have been earlier. Gotta love it. Still a bunch of fans here, and the clock runs on your Great Dane scoreboard. 3:52 to go. It's 27-6.
Yeah, I think Corbin's been listening to the broadcast, and he's been hearing us talk about how it's going to be such a hard decision to call a player of the game. He says, I want it back-to-back.
PDF, Process Development Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of our community. First and 10 from the 44-yard line. Garrison takes a snap, hands off to Allen again, same play. Cuts it back upfield, 40, 35 on his feet. Man, seven, eight more yards.
Tell you what, Landon Folk right there, man. He was Michael Orr it right there.
He blew out of there, didn't he?
He was keeping it going, pushing him back, and created that hole.
That's one really big player right there.
Oh, yeah. And that's something, too, is those guys never get the credit they deserve. But that's part of it. They know that going in.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil. We're hiring. Apply now. Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Lorenz Service, located 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. Jacob, you know how to get new customers?
How?
Reach out via radio. You want new customers, you want to bring them into your business, contact DLC Media. We have 5 Terre Haute area radio stations with thousands of listeners who could spend money at your business. Call 812-420-2518 or visit our radio center at 111 West National Avenue in downtown Brazil. Well, it's second down and 2, 3:16 to go in the first or in the game. Your Great Dane scoreboard has been updated over and over with play after play. The Knights have just beat it up. Garrison takes snap, hands off to Allen, misdirection. Oh, nice tackle there by 24. Don't celebrate, kid, you're losing. 24, Braden Hamrick finally stops Allen, and you thought he won the game.
Yep.
Well, let's see if I can get an update. Let's see here if I can find you something for the victory bell. It is 24-14, Terre Haute South with 10-11 to go in the game. The Braves might steal it from the north side. Well, clock's 2:30. Garrison under center, takes the snap, hands off to Allen again. Allen, full rush there, and he's going to be stopped. They're going to show him for losing one, negative yardage. Tackles by 59. First time we called his Peyton McCullough's name tonight for the Vikings. And here comes the punt team. Thomas coming in to punt with 2 minutes to go. Yep, let's just run her down here. I would try a long count, try getting them offside.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I'd take the penalty. I'd take the penalty. Let's see what happens. Knights are in no hurry. They are. They're going to take the penalty. You're going to have a delay of game against the Knights. That's going to move it back 5 more yards. So it'll be what on the 40? Yeah, the ball will be spotted at the 43. Boar won't move. Boar will be still standing on the 40. He can put it in the end zone, but we don't want him to.
Yep.
I said Bohr. It's not Bohr. I'm in last year. Stephen Thomas. Same thing. Two great kids. And
great.
That's a nice
right
punt. It's going to be downed by the Knights at the 14. Hey, I'll tell you what. Stephen Thomas's punt, same as what Bohr did last year.
Oh, yeah.
They both, you know, and that's the thing. Thomas, he's a senior. We could have had him for 4 years, but with Bohr here, he stayed and played, you know, focused on soccer. Great kids, both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Now Bohr's kicking for a college, I believe. I don't know which one, but went on to play football. So, first and 10 from the 9. Andrews hands the ball off. On the right side, the carry's going to be Braxton Gabbard.
Oh, another flag.
Gabbard gets up to the... they're going to call it to 18. Like you said, Jacob, a flag. That'll stop the clock. Holding West Vigo. Well, we're going to have a difficult decision.
Yeah, we are.
Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer's player of the game. We may have to put his name in a hat and shake it up.
We might have to give it to you for predicting all these plays, honestly.
The predictor was pretty close. I got it. I almost had it right. And I've called a lot of plays. We've not got Corbin Allen his pick six yet, but I'll tell you what. Braxton Sampson was on cue. Corbin, you know, he ran it on cue. Elias Gordon almost got it on cue. The W is all I want.
Yes.
Snap to Andrews, handoff, nothing there. Big tackle by Zach, the attack, Calandrilla. Dynamite defense by the Knights. Clock's going to run. West Vigo's just going to, they're going to let it run down.
Yep, I think it's celebration time here for the Northview Knights, Brad.
Yep, Lorenz Service, located 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. West Vigo's got to snap it one more time. They don't want a safety. They are in the shotgun. And 3 seconds, he takes snap, hands it off to Gabbard. Gabbard gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to do it on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Northview Knights, 27. The West Vigo Vikings 6. Your Knights move on to 2-2 and 2-0 in the WIC as we knock off the West Vigo Vikings. You'll be back with the post-game show and the player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's the Knights 27 final over the Vikings 6. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130, 106.9, 99.5 WAMB and WAMBradio.com.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Henry MC.
Who's that?
We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit ParkCountyRMC.com or call 765-569-3282.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Anderson Field. Tonight was very sentimental, Jacob. Before the game, they dedicated the new turf field to none other than legendary coach of 26 years, Jerry Anderson. Then we took to the field and we played a football game. The Knights come into this game with a 1-2 record, coming off a big win last week against Sullivan. It set the tone last week. We got our first touchdown. We got our first home touchdown right away tonight. But you know what's very sentimental about tonight? This team has started doing something we knew they were possible and capable. They've started playing as a team. The defense, they've been dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
They've been dynamite. all season. Yes, they've given up 56 points. Well, tonight, that gives it 62 points. They've given up 62 points. Knock off that 24 points and look where we're at. 7 against North, 6 against West Vigo, 6 against Sullivan. That's dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
This defense, outstanding. The Knights offense, finally we're getting it together. We're getting it in the air. We're making passes. Scoring tonight, 4-yard touchdown pass to Elias Gordon. 2 1-yard rushing for Keegan Garrison. That on itself is great. And then Corbin Allen with the touchdown run. Talk about outstanding play. Keegan Garrison done something we haven't seen him do all season. Got athletic tonight. How many times does he get flushed out of the pocket or step into the pocket and throw the football?
Oh, quite a bit. It seemed like all of his big throws and big completions were, you know, one-legged, one foot on the run.
Nothing was set.
Yeah, no, he showed his athleticism tonight, and he proved to us what he can be, and that's a great quarterback, and it was awesome to see it.
Well, we're going to be joined by Coach Rates here shortly, but we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back. We'll give you the Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. We'll wrap it up, and we'll get ready for next week as homecoming against Owen Valley. You've been listening to Northview Football on WAMB, Timeless, 1130, 106.9, 99.5, or across the world at WAMBradio.com. We'll be back with the player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. Tonight's the night. The Knights put up 26 over the Vikings, 6. Jacob, we've got a task that is hard. This is one of them that you just really don't know which direction to go. The Knights' dynamite defense put the clamps down after the first drive and did what the Knights defense needs to do. They shut them down. I would like to give the player of the game to the whole team. I really would. But we both talked. There's three kids that really stood out. You can put all three kids' names in a hat, but one kid carried over from last week. He was right there. Tonight, he did what we said he needed to do in a pregame. Andrews is one heck of a quarterback.
Yep.
When we needed something, he was there. Tonight's Indiana Farm Bureau player of the game is?
Braxton Sampson.
Braxton Sampson's your Indiana Farm Bureau agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. Outstanding. 2 interceptions for Braxton Sampson, and what a night to be a Northview Knight.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And to kind of, you know, I guess hype up Braxton a little bit more, because I know – you know, you see the performance that Keegan had. You see the performance that Corbin had. But we talked about coming into this game that our number one priority was to stop Dan Andrews. And every time that West Vigo was starting to get back in the game, they were starting to kind of flirt with the possibility of a comeback. Boom, there Braxton was. He got an interception, got that stop. Absolutely killed any momentum that West Vigo had built up. And sometimes that's just as important as that nice touchdown pass or that nice run. And they're things that kind of go overlooked. You know, a lot of times you don't really think much of it, the things that Braxton does. But tonight I think, you know, there's no other person to give it to him than him. I know it might not be as flashy as those nice touchdown passes, but by golly, if he didn't get those, that could have been a totally different ballgame.
Yes, and one thing Braxton Sampson did tonight that he did it last week. He had the interceptions last week, but what he did tonight was stayed humble.
Yep.
He stayed hungry. You know, that one there at the fourth quarter, that interception start of the fourth quarter, set us up for our final score. Well, hopefully we'll get joined in the booth by Coach Rates. If not, we'll roll into the Bob Lovall Show. Listen to WAMB every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight for Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovall. It's all about Indiana high school, college, and pro sports. It's only on WAMB 1130, 106.9, and 99.5. On the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights are victorious 27-6 over the West Vigo Vikings. We'll be back, hopefully, to talk to Coach Rates and wrap it up. You've been listening to Northview Football on WAMBRadio.com.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School, Jerry Anderson's Field, for tonight's Northview wrap-up. I'm joined in the booth, finally, by a well-deserving win from Coach Mark Rates. Coach, nice to have you join us here. You got done what you wanted to do. You picked up the WIC win tonight on a very open, great night with Jerry Anderson being dedicated to the field. Wrap it up a little bit here. Tell us what you thought.
Well, I thought all night our defense played outstanding. You know, outside of those first three plays, that first series of the game, you know, our defense did what we expect them to do, really. And that's going to be our formula. We got to play great defense and not bust anything in the kicking game and be able to give Corbin the ball a lot. And we need to be able to do better on offense, but you know, field position played a huge role in the game.
I got you. Well, one thing about field possession is we had, what, four interceptions, Zach Brown, Parker Jordan, and two for Braxton Sampson, and Elias Gordon with a fumble, five takeaways by this dynamite defense.
That's big.
I mean, it's hard to beat somebody that takes the ball from you five times.
Definitely. And, you know, our guy, it all starts up front. Our front four, really our front six, they bring so much pressure, and they're able to cause all that.
All right, well, I won't keep you. I know your voice, you've been yelling a lot tonight. I seen you get a little irate there at the end of the game, but you know what? We're WIC 2-0. We got four to go, and then it's playoffs.
That's right.
Next week's homecoming. We'll wish you the best. Good luck at practice. I hope everybody's healthy, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach. All right, well, that's going to do it on the WAMB broadcast for tonight. For one last time, for Riddell National Bank, Park County RMC, U.S. Lawns, Great Dane Trailers, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent, Chad Schottmeyer, Timberland Lumber Company, Lorenz Service, PDF, York Automotive, Morris Manufacturing, and Great Dane Trailers. Our Great Dane Trailer scoreboard flashed 27-6 at the final, Jacob. We done it.
Yes,
we
sir.
We picked up the win. That dynamite defense, your Chad Schottmeyer player of the game, Braxton Sampson. We're going to move on to next week as we welcome Owen Valley for homecoming. Jacob, it's been fun. It's been real. We'll
yes,
do it
sir.
Again. Everybody, thank you. Be careful driving home. Stay on as Coach Bob Lovell will bring you Friday and Saturday Sports Talk, the radio show for high school, college, football, baseball, basketball throughout the whole season. Be careful driving home. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, God bless and have a great night.
You've been listening to Northview Football on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of the community. And by York Automotive, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one. On you are
11:30 a.m. 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB Brazil Terre Haute.
We now join.